Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Sing AM 760
are sending an unmistakable message.
Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
An announcement from the Commander-in-Chief
to remove all U.S. combat troops from Iraq by August of next year.
A government deal with Citigroup
to exercise more control over Citi.
And grim new GDP numbers.
We're in a really bad stretch here, that's clear.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. President Obama travels to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina this morning to lay out his blueprint for reducing the U.S. military commitment in Iraq. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer will be there.
The president's expected to announce plans to withdraw all combat brigades from Iraq in 19 months. He's framed the strategy as
a way forward in Iraq that leaves Iraq to its people and responsibly ends this war.
The plan adds about 3 months to the president's campaign pledge to withdraw most forces from Iraq in 16 months. He is responding to military commanders who want more time to bolster security. Tens of thousands of U.S. troops would remain as a so-called transition force. Mr. Obama will make the announcement at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, home base for 8,000 Marines who will be deployed to Afghanistan under the president's plan to increase the U.S. presence there. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Mr. Obama's announcement will not stop troop deployments already in the pipeline. Today, Lieutenant Jonathan Barnett and his unit of the Wisconsin National Guard leave for Iraq. They'll be there a year, and Barnett says their focus will be on the mission and not a drawdown.
When you're the guy on the ground, if you start looking towards, you know, lights and tunnels, things like that, you're going to start getting complacent or start thinking ahead to something that you don't need to be thinking about.
British Foreign Secretary David Miliband is in Iraq for meetings with officials, and he says he's confident the Iraqis will be able to maintain stability after U.S. troops are pulled out.
This is a country that's rebuilding itself. It has suffered grievously over many years. I think there is a real yearning here for Iraqis to run their own affairs and to make their own mistakes, but also to make their own progress.
Well, after days of negotiation,
come to Citi and let's get it done.
The deal is done. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnano.
Nick, Citigroup has agreed to give the federal government up to a 36% share of the struggling banking giant. No additional taxpayer money, but potentially additional risk, says industry analyst Bert Ely.
The government's investment in Citigroup has been converted from preferred stock into common stock. That increases the loss potential to taxpayers if Citi's problems don't get straightened out.
Citigroup is one of the hardest hit banks in the credit crisis. This deal is designed to stabilize it so it can focus on downsizing and restoring profitability. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
The CEO of Bank of America is not cooperating with investigators in New York. Ken Lewis is refusing to turn over the names of executives at Merrill Lynch who received bonuses just as Bank of America was taking over the troubled company. Ben Lawsky, the state attorney general's office, says that's not the end of it.
We therefore got the deposition, served Bank of America with a subpoena for that information, and we intend to get it.
Coming in half an hour, the government's revised figures covering fourth quarter gross domestic product. Last month, the estimate was pegged at a decline of 3.8%. Now some analysts say the new number could be 5%. But economist David Weiss sees a sliver of a silver lining.
The only good point is this is ancient history. Fourth quarter is the old days. The other good point is most of the downward revision is inventory, so even though that makes the fourth quarter look worse, it actually helps the forecast. Not as many goods on the shelf to get rid of.
In Florida, officials have plans to use federal stimulus money to help people get back to work. CBS News correspondent Peter King reports on one program in Fort Myers.
Joe Paterno is executive director at the Southwest Florida Workforce Development Board. He hopes to get some $6 million in stimulus cash to retrain laid off workers.
We want to be very proactive and start lining some things up that we want to do instead of wait till the money hits. I want to have some projects set in place.
Paterno says some industries, like healthcare, are actually hiring.
I'm Steve King. Chafin. There's growing anger in some states about budget cutbacks, and in nine mostly southern states where Republican governors have talked about rejecting federal stimulus money for increased jobless benefits.
How could you, in all good conscience, turn money away that would assist people that are looking for jobs?
She's in Louisiana. South Carolina Governor Terry Sanford.
The money that would come to our state comes with substantial strings attached.
Tennessee's governor has become the first Democrat to say he might turn down stimulus money. Nick?
Time on the Friday morning edition of the CBS World News Roundup is 4 past the hour.
David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado's oldest newspaper hits the newsstand and the doorsteps for the last time this morning.
I'm sorry, it's the Rocky. If it were the Post, I would be equally sorry because Denver has so benefited from having a two-newspaper town.
Reporter Lynn Bartles, 2 months shy of its official 150th anniversary, the owners of the Rocky announcing it is publishing its final edition.
We froze our pension plan last week. We already suspended our dividend.
EW Scripps CEO Rich Baney saying the paper's 230 editorial employees will be paid through April 28th. Rocky Mountain News editorial cartoonist Ed Stein, not bitter but certainly sad over the newspaper's demise.
It's been a great run. I've been here 31 years. I've loved it, and I'm going to miss it.
Stein says he's drawn over 8,000 cartoons for the newspaper. He tells our partners at 9 News today's final cartoon was one of the most difficult.
You know, we knew this day was coming, but you know, kind of hoped it would be tomorrow, not today.
Stein's final depiction, a man with a cup of coffee wearing a robe on his doorstep, wondering where his Rocky Mountain News is. Rocky subscribers will find the Denver Post on their doorstep tomorrow morning. Governor Bill Ritter backing legislation that he says would provide health coverage to more than 100,000 uninsured Colorado citizens and families. Ritter says the plan would also reduce expenses that are shifted to the insured and private businesses. Rockies take on the L.A. Angels this afternoon in spring training baseball. Nuggets host the Lakers tonight, and the Broncos are busy with free agency, which opened in the NFL last night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And that's where volume remains light around both Denver and Boulder as this morning's commute does get up and running. I-70 now open near Parachute, that following an overnight closure due to an accident. As far as the chain laws go, semis are going to need to break them out over Loveland Pass as well as on the eastbound side of I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Crews are still cleaning up a crash at Havana and Parker. Hit a power pole, knocked it down. Cleanup's going to take a little while longer. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's time to save at JCPenney with 9-day doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. to close and Saturday 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Plus save $20, $15, and $10 when you use Friday and Saturday bonus coupons. Don't miss the doorbusters and savings at JCPenney. Go to jcp.com. Offer ends February 28th.
AM 760 is moving Tom Hartman.
Come on. Keep going.
No, we're not moving Tom. We're moving his show. You told us what you wanted to hear in the Progressive Forum on AM760.net. And starting Monday, it's Tom Hartman.
Me!
Afternoons 1 to 4 on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay!
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
So are we all rushing out to get the last copy of the Rocky Mountain News? 6:07, 7 minutes after 6, AM 760 at Progressive Talk. Chance of snow today, but a high of 40. So that chance, which is about 40% with a high of 40. Now, John's shaking his head. I agree, it's not going to pan out.
No, I'm shaking my head at you and
Why?
Your theory on snow and temperatures at 40.
I bet you it covers the grass, but not the streets.
Well, yeah. But I thought you were going to ask, how can it snow when it's 40?
No, I'm not going to say that.
50?
No, I'm not going to say that. But after the couple of days, after almost the whole week we've had, you have to admit that the ground,
the
streets
warm.
Are warm.
And but some accumulations from what I've seen in all the major molds say about an inch at most. So it's just going to be a little dusting. Nothing to really slow us down.
Don't make me paranoid. I need a set of back tires so bad.
Really? I'm supposed to play golf with Steve from Highlands Ranch today. I'm trying to punt already. I don't want to do it anymore.
Oh, I'll bet you'd get out there. It'll be okay.
High of 40. Scattered snow showers.
Well, yeah, but it's only a 40% chance. It's not like a 90% chance. Let's get real.
I don't know. I already sent him a message saying, looks like it's going to be a little brisk today, Steve. I'd love to. He even invited you to come ride around on a cart and hang out and beat him up for 3-4 hours if you wanted to.
You know, I'd love to, but I can't. I got stuff to do today, but the high tomorrow is going to be 56. So whatever we get today is going to be gone tomorrow. Wait, here's the thing. I just want to get my car home before it starts snowing or I'm in deep trouble. Because I know people have done this. I'm driving around with two back tires that are really, really worn out. You ever done that, Turk? You ever driven around with tires that are worn out?
More than once, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Which translates out to no grip. And I got something I have to do with my car today really bad. I got to take it to be fixed. And it's like, man, oh, man, I'm going to wrestle on the way home. All right, 303-713-7600. I almost forgot the phone number. It's open phones today with some guests. We've got to our new music review with Steve Knopper coming up this morning. There is a new U2 album in the works. Also, we've got Christy Harvey at 8 o'clock. And then we're going to talk to Bill Johnson at 9 o'clock at the Rocky Mountain News. And as you know, today is the last day of the news. Now, I wrote this in my blog at jmarvinblog.com, but I'll repeat it. I look back on it now, and when you're older, it's easy to look back and it's easy to remember things. But I grew up in an area where there were, three newspapers. You had the Los Angeles Times, which right now is fighting for its life. You had the Los Angeles Herald Examiner, which was owned by the old Hearst Corporation. And their whole deal is, if it bleeds, it leads. As a matter of fact, I remember when George Reeves, now this will really date me. I bet you John doesn't even know who George Reeves is.
The name is ringing a bell, but I can't figure out who he is, no.
Okay, in the old black and whites and some of the colors, George Reeves played Superman. And when they found George Reeves dead, the Herald Examiner ran a big picture of him dressed in his Superman costume and then the details of his death underneath. And then we had the Santa Ana Register, which later became the Orange County Register. So we had three newspapers. The Herald Examiner was the first out the door. It was an afternoon newspaper, and eventually it folded and went away. So we were left with the Los Angeles Times and the Santa Ana Register, which has now changed its name to the, it was George Reeves. Steve Reeves was George Reeves' brother and played in some films. But, it was George Reeves. Anyway, then the Santa Ana Register became the Orange County Register. So you've got two dailies available to you. If you live in Orange County, and three newspapers, that was a luxury to have three. Two was a luxury. And it very well could end up in Southern California going down to one, which may end up being the Orange County Register. The Rocky Mountain News, 2 months away from its 150th anniversary, swallowed by new technology, swallowed by the economic conditions that we see out there. Because there were a lot of readers, a lot of newspaper readers in this town. Circulation was pretty high. But they couldn't make it because they had revenue. Now, you got to know that the Internet's siphoning some of that off with Craigslist and eBay and people routinely going more and more to the net. And then economic times. Things get tough. You start looking at what you don't really need. And one of the things you think you don't need is, well, I'll just cut back on the paper. I can just get the Denver Post on Sundays. So here we sit with the shot fired newspaper-wise around the world. There are a lot of people who took a look at this and it made national headlines yesterday. So if you want to talk about the Rocky Mountain News, 303-713-7600. And I don't mind talking about the paper. I have some favorites working over there, guys that I really liked. Mike Litwin was one of them. What a talented guy he was. And he still is. And Bill Johnson, we're going to have on at 9 o'clock, who I first met 12 years ago in my first stint here. In Denver. Another very talented writer. And the Rocky Mountain News was full of talented people, even though I didn't always agree with their op-ed section. And some of their columnists, being like Mike Rosen. But anytime a newspaper dies, a community's poorer because of it. And it's just sad to see the thing go. I understand Scripps Howard's position, because they're losing money. And they couldn't find a buyer for the paper. Because newspapers are considered to be money losers and outdated in a lot of cases. And I never thought, and I don't know about you, but I never thought I would ever see this happen. This is one of the things where if you're 30 or 25 years old, I assume this is not a big deal for you. But when you get into my age category, you know, it's troubling. It's troubling. Let's go to Clay in Denver. Clay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Getting ready to go into work.
There you go.
Yeah. I was just telling John there, I think a lot of the drop-off in demand depends on the demographic of the readership. Like what I was telling him, where I'm from, and grew up in a small town of about 1,200 people in Nebraska. And our little local paper there is still going strong, you know, mainly because businesses are still utilizing the, you know, the classified there and that kind of stuff. And people just aren't quite as web savvy. So,
yeah. So they're still getting advertisements. Although I'd really like to, I'd like to talk to somebody from a rural newspaper and ask them how the economy has affected them.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose the economic base has a lot to do with it too. You know, back home it's predominantly agriculture and ranching, that kind of thing. And while it's undoubtedly going to eventually be affected, I don't think it's quite as sensitive to a lot of the economic conditions that we're seeing right now. You know, I don't think drop-offs in you know, lending and that sort of thing are hitting them quite as bad. Of course, it'll probably eventually get there. But.
Well, see, it's good to know that they're alive. But my theory is that all of the print media, in one form or another, is going to be overwhelmed by technology. For instance, I have at home, and a lot of other people do, I have one of these Amazon Kindles. Have you heard about these?
Yeah, I've seen those, and I don't know. I mean, those. I'm the kind of guy that if I'm going to read a book, I want to have the book in my hands, you know, and part of it's kind of a collection thing, too. I mean, I like having a book, you know, a bookshelf with books in my house and being able to walk over there and grab it. But I can see what you're saying. You know, I was talking with a guy on 850K away via email over the early morning this morning. The way I put it to him was, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we had the Pony Express, and they got put out of business by Telegraph, and then, you know, the Telegraph went out with the telephone. And I suppose it's just inevitable that eventually, yeah, it's all going to go down. But
yeah, inevitably the world changes around us, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
It's sad, though. Hey, Clay, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
You bet. Have a good day, Jay.
Okay, we'll see you later. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about, but you can also weigh in about the Rocky Mountain News. You going to miss the Rocky Mountain News, John?
I will. I think I've told you before, I like the format of it better than the Post. I like the smaller, not fold-out deal. I always thought that they did a really, really, really good job with sports, and that's really why I, you know, took the paper and started reading the paper when I was a teenager and through college. So, no, yeah, I'm going to miss it for sure. You know, they got some good writers, some good columnists, and, you know, Colorado's oldest paper, gone.
2 months shy of 150 years.
Wow. What do they do with all their archives? What do they do with the, who's going to own all that stuff?
I believe that stuff will still be available. They'll store it somewhere, I know. And you'll be able to get it, go in and get them. You know, that's a good question. Where they'll store it, I don't know, but they'll keep it.
All the great photos they've taken over the years.
Yeah, they'll
and,
keep those.
You know, all the...
They'll keep those. They'll have them stored somewhere. Somebody will take them. You know, usually the universities will take them or, you know, something like that. We'll take them and store them. But, yeah, think about all the great pictures they've taken. Think about all the hard work that's gone into that paper by all of the people who have worked there. I mean,
yes.
good Lord, you know who I miss who used to be over there? Dusty Saunders.
You miss him?
He used to give me so much crap when I worked here 12 years ago.
Right.
He was on my case. He and Joanne Ostrell were on my case like every single other day. And I miss Dusty. I really miss Dusty. And I'm sorry, you know, that he left. But, of course, he wanted to retire. But
he's got to call him up there today.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a colorful guy. And I love him.
I mean, all the columnists. Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, I'm not depressed. I mean, I'm not going to cry over the Rocky going away. But
it
seems kind of strange, you know.
I just feel
it's
a sense.
Definitely weird.
You don't feel a sense of sadness?
Not sadness, Jake.
I just wish newspapers.
I mean, I feel bad for these people that are losing their jobs.
I like the internet. I've said this before. I love the internet. I just love it. I crave it. Can't live without it. But there's something about feeling newsprint and getting it on your fingers and smelling the smell of a newspaper. You just can't beat that, man.
Yeah.
All right, we have some really bizarre statements from people in the GOP. these guys, what is wrong with them? Coming up next year on AM 760 Progressive Talk, right now Turk comes up with Friday traffic.
Friday traffic's normally lighter for us than the rest of the week, and that is your case so far this morning. Just the normal jams around southbound I-25 in North Glen, again near downtown, also on 76 heading into downtown, and on 225 in Aurora, seeing some increased volume there around Colfax. One accident out there, car was heading northbound on Havana, hit a pole there around Parker Road, so check that. Could take you a few extra minutes to get through that intersection. In the high country, have some chain laws in effect eastbound at the tunnel, as well as boat directions over Loveland Pass. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, good chance for snow.
It's time to save at JCPenney with Night and Day Doorbusters, Friday 3 p.m. till close and Saturday 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Women's dresses are $34.99. Men's St. John's Bay sports shirts and knit tops are $12.99. And all sheets and towels are 50% off. Plus, save $20, $15, and $10 when you use Friday and Saturday bonus coupons. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends February 28th.
Did you know that the XL Solar Rewards rebate combined with Independent Power Systems community pricing discount can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 50%? Join IPS, the Coors Field Solar Experts, for a free seminar about creating a solar community Wednesday, March 4th, 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch Northridge Rec Center. RSVP at solarips.com/Northridge. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
Boy, I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
On the Radio Shack, can I help you?
Well, my friend Ted always texts and my friend Todd always talks. They're costing me a fortune.
You need new Boost Mobile Monthly Unlimited. It has unlimited nationwide talk, text, web, even walkie-talkie for only $50 a month.
Only $50?
So you're going to text Ted or talk to Todd?
I think I'll walkie-talkie will.
Unlimited nationwide talk, text, web, and walkie-talkie with Boost Mobile Monthly Unlimited at Radio Shack.
$50 monthly unlimited plan. Coverage not available everywhere. Network reaches over 274 million people. Additional charges apply for international services and messages. Other restrictions apply. Directory assistance is $1.29 per call.
Predatory lenders. That means that they have banks that are willing to work with you. And they'll work with you. They lay those cards out on the table, man. They look at you straight in the eyes and they say, hey, this is what it is. And they go the extra route. They work for you and for themselves, too, because they know that if they do a good job, you'll come back. And a lot of their customers are repeat customers. Mary and I certainly are. And I've always said this. I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself or that I wouldn't shop at myself. Rocky's Autos open 9 this morning until 8 this evening. And they're right there at the historic location of 63rd. And Federal.
Okay, so you're thinking about finishing your bachelor's or getting your master's degree, but you just can't help wondering how to fit it in with all your family and job responsibilities. Of course, you probably also wondered about finishing your degree online, but then that just led to more wonders about whether online degrees really have the credibility you need, and that big wonder about where the money is going to come from to pay for one in these tough economic times. Wow, that's a lot of wonders. Good thing for you, there's csuglobal.org. That's because CSU Global is the online campus of Colorado State University, where you can take an accredited, affordable bachelor's or master's degree program in the convenience of your own home on your own schedule and get the credibility that comes with a CSU degree along with it. And the whole wonder about how to pay for it? Well, that's no wonder at all, because CSU Global tuition is affordable, and there are a number of scholarships and financial aid options if you need them. Stop wondering and start finishing your degree with affordable, accredited online degree programs at csuglobal.org or by calling 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance.
Why are we playing this? I like it. Jim Webb wrote this thing, man. It's the guy that wrote Galveston and so many other songs. 6:26, 26 minutes after 6, chance of snow. High today, 40. Is that because we're not getting any calls today, John?
I don't know. This song made me think of the newspaper closing down as well as not having any calls. So kind of like double whammy here.
This is like, you know, just can't put it all back together.
Really. Yeah, we left the paper out in the rain.
Yeah. Okay, let's play. Let's just listen to the whole thing since nobody's calling. I'm up for it. I love this song.
I don't think that I can take it because it took so long to
break. I mean, I don't think I can take it because it took 150 years to make it.
I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground.
Oh, no, don't call, because I want to hear this song, so don't call.
Words like tender babies in your hands, and the old man playing checkers by the tree. This park is melting in the dark.
All the sweet green newsprint
flowing down. Someone let the fake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, because it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again.
We'll never have the recipe again. The Rocky is gone. As of today. Goodbye, Bill Johnson. Goodbye, Mike Litwin.
There will be another on 40. For I was
saved. another newspaper column for all these guys.
There will be another dream for me. Someone will bring me it. I will drink the wine that is warm and never let you catch me looking at the sun. And after all the love of my life,
after all the newspapers of my life, the Rocky is still the one. All right, it's 6:29, 29 minutes after 6. I'm going to play this whole thing if there's no calls. I mean, what the hell? And this guy sends me email. He goes, is this a music station or a talk station? Hey, tough luck, pal. 303-713-7600. John, turn it back up, man. This is a great. I want to hear at least the part where it speeds back up. I mean, this song is so dramatic. How can you not dig it?
I will have the things that I desire, and my passion flow like a river through the sky. And after all the love of my life, oh,
after all the newspapers of my life, the Rocky will still be the one. Okay, so it was right wing. I still miss it. John goes there full now. Can we stop? No. All right. I'll call it off. I don't understand why you don't like this song.
So bad.
No, it's not.
It's got all these different changes in it. I mean, I like changes a lot, but it's just like it doesn't mix. Like, this whole part doesn't mix with the beginning and the lyrics. And
okay, here's what I challenge you to do. Do a Wikipedia search on Jim Webb. See what you come up with. And all the things that he's written. And I don't even know what he's doing these days. All right, 6:31, 31 minutes after the hour. Chance of snow high today, 40. See, it bothers me that I have to blackmail you into calling the show. I mean, this show must really suck. It must be bad. Oh, someone put J. Marvin out in the rain. Oh, I don't think I can take it. I'm really happy he's gone. Yeah, well, that's what's going to happen one of these days, man. I guarantee it. All right, here's Ken and Aurora. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thank God. Was that the Richard Burton version? Or
no, that was that? No, it was Richard Harris who played
Richard
in
Harris, that
yeah, Lawrence of Arabia.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you for making it stop.
Don't say that or I'll start it back again.
And honestly, frankly, you know, I stopped reading The Rocky about 8 years ago. I loved The Rocky. I always was an avid reader, but I haven't read newspapers regularly in a long time. I personally, for one, I'm eco-minded, so the last thing I want to do is have more trees coming down so I can carry around 2 pages of advertising every morning.
Yeah, but they recycle that paper.
Yeah, but you know, I personally go online. It's not that I have to print anything out and take it out to read it. I can just sit there with my laptop and I can go to all the different, whether it's AP or even Yahoo and Google have all the news things that pop up. They're updated every 10 minutes and they're up, you know, they're constantly up to date, and I can sit there and just pick and choose what I want to read without having to carry around all the advertisements and other things that I don't read. And, you know, personally, I think that newspaper and that way of thinking is just kind of going down the line. This is just unfortunately a sad part of that, but, I'm not really going to miss it that much, honestly.
Well,
there's a lot of history there, and it's sad to see it go. But it's where we're going. That's where our society is going.
Yeah, you can't turn that around. But I would submit this to you that I would say to you this, that anytime you've got two newspapers, just like anytime you've got a bunch of different radio stations, it spurs competition, and it spurs the drive to do better and entrepreneurship. This is one of my big things about radio consolidation, is that you've got radio stations now that are owned by companies. You've got blocks of them. And what's the incentive? But if you've got the Post and the Rocky battling each other out in the newsroom, all that equates to is better coverage for you and I.
Yeah, diversity and different opinions are definitely a good thing. We've got to keep that going. I just find it more of it on the internet these days. You can go to all the blog sites and things like that, and you can get, you know, you can actually join into real-time arguments instead of having to write a letter to the editor and pop up 3 days later. You can actually go online right now and talk with people around the world.
Well, what about
personally, I think that's great.
Well, I think it's great too. Listen, hey, nobody is as addicted to the internet as yours truly. Okay, I mean, I'm terrible. I'm bad. I could sit in front of a computer screen and sit there and look around at all kinds of sites for hours on end. But the thing is, how about local coverage? See, this is the thing that gets left out. This is the thing that gets left out of all of what they call, quote-unquote, the old-school communications model, is that there's no local coverage, that the local coverage starts evaporating.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's kind of left to just the TV stations now to get anything local, that's for sure.
And they don't do that. And they don't do that great of a job.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem.
Like I said, it's kind of sad to see it go, but to be just frank with you, I mean, I haven't really missed it for the last 8 years, and I don't think I'm going to miss it too much now that it's gone.
Yeah, I can understand that. You know, look, let me just put this last point in, and I think you would agree with me about this. All of old media, television, radio, and newspapers. Well, radio has a better chance at being more instant and more keeping you up to date.
Oh, definitely.
But the older models are fading because the internet is taking their place.
Yeah.
And see, radio's adapting because, like, you can stream us, you can get podcasts, and you can even get this iHeartRadio thing if you got an iPhone, so you can take the radio station anywhere you want. And yesterday, I just to see what it would be like. Okay. I took my iPhone and plugged it into my iPod fixture there in my car. So I could be sitting in Bismarck, North Dakota, and I could hear what's going on in Denver.
Yeah.
But that's adapting to the new media.
Right, and that's where it needs to go. I mean, if they could find a way to, you know, what we would need is kind of like I saw a thing the other day where Amazon Books is doing the thing where you can buy the book. And they download the book.
I have one of those.
Maybe newspapers need to go some kind of a route like that to where you get a download every morning instead of have it delivered to your door. But I know a lot of people are really, they're hooked on the tactile thing. And I mean, I love reading books. I don't, you know, just borrow books. I buy books because I love having them. But unfortunately, it is kind of where the technology is going.
Yeah, ebook publishing is. And I'll tell you something else on the Kindle. If you go to the Kindle storefront, you can get national newspapers, too, that are, like, cost a fraction of what you'd pay, are downloaded to your Kindle, and have no advertisements.
Of course, when I try and dog-ear my computer, it doesn't work very well. Can you do?
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah,
hey,
highlighter
Ken.
All over my computer screen. So
you got it. Hey, Ken, thanks. I appreciate the call, man.
Take care.
All right. One line open, 303-713-7600. It's open phones, but we're talking about the Rocky. 6:37, 37 minutes after the hour, John Turk talks about traffic.
Jay, still nice and light out there for us as the sun's starting to peek out around the metro. Our heaviest jams right now coming in eastbound 270, York to Vasquez. Also up in Thornton and Northland, going to be heavy for you from 104th down to 84th on I-25. Our only crash right now still sitting out there in Denver, northbound Havana at Parker Road. A car hit a pole there. And some winter driving conditions in the high country over the high mountain passes. Also chain laws in effect eastbound at the tunnel and in both directions over Loveland Pass. Your forecast, colder, increased clouds and scattered snow showers. Our high should be close to 40 degrees. Downtown currently checking in at 21. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Visit the Free Diabetes Expo Saturday, March 7th at the Colorado Convention Center. See cooking demonstrations with education.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. A personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte, fits any budget. Only from intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Okay, so you're thinking about finishing your bachelor's or getting your master's degree, but you just can't help wondering how to fit it in with all your family and job responsibilities. Of course, you probably also wondered about finishing your degree online, but then that just led to more wonders about whether online degrees really have the credibility you need, and that big wonder about where the money is going to come from to pay for one in these tough economic times. Wow, that's a lot of wonders. Good thing for you, there's csuglobal.org. That's because CSU Global is the online campus of Colorado State University, where you can take an accredited, affordable bachelor's or master's degree program in the convenience of your own home on your own schedule and get the credibility that comes with a CSU degree along with it. And the whole wonder about how to pay for it? Well, that's no wonder at all, because CSU Global tuition is affordable, and there are a number of scholarships and financial aid options if you need them. Stop wondering and start finishing your degree with affordable, accredited online degree programs at csuglobal.org or by calling 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
Looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at international film festivals. Try a free 30-day trial of hydroxytone and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-655-3333. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-655-3333. 1-800-655-3333.
You can't get out of debt because the credit card companies won't let you. That's right. They just won't let you. They've got a slick system that keeps you in debt until you're old and gray. But now there's a system that destroys debt. Hi, I'm Tony Manganiello, publisher of the Debt-Free and Prosperous Living System. And I'll send you my powerful free tape revealing how easy it is if you call today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt. And today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
When you owe people money, they own you. My system takes all the money you're paying to make the credit card companies rich and redirects it into making you rich.
In 8 months, my credit cards were paid off.
You can do the same guaranteed, no matter how much money you make or how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. Call now for your free tape. 1-800-900-1484. For your free tape, call 1-800-900-1484. 1-800-900-1484.
In a different city, if I stay too long, people try to pull me down.
Now, this used to be my radio career, but now there's no place to go. 6:43, 43 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, J. Martin, 40% chance of snow, high at 840. Let's get back to the phones about the Rocky disappearing. Today is the very last day. It's also open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine. Here's Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm great.
Where you
I'm
been?
Good.
Where have you been?
I've been here. I hear you in the morning.
Why don't you call?
You know, Jay, we don't have to get up so early anymore, so I'm, like, not really good in the morning anymore. We're driving up to Fort Collins today, so I had to get up at 5:30, and I still am kind of in a coma. But, yeah, we're still here. We're hanging in, having a good time.
Well, doggone it, give me your phone number, and I'll wake you up.
Oh, good. Thanks so much. Gee whiz. So why didn't I think of that?
So you can be on the show. All right.
So I can be on the show. I'm not going to miss the Rocky. I got to be honest with
really?
You.
Really?
No, because it was too right-wing for me. And it just, I can't get into that. My husband loved the format, but to be candid with you, I understand an institution that goes that far back. Yes, you hate to lose it, but I kind of think they dug this hole for themselves. And I was listening a lot yesterday to what's her name, Nancy Skinner, and then
I used to work with her.
I don't like her that much. I didn't say that. So
you know what? She's a really nice person.
Is she? But she's,
yeah.
She's, well, I'm glad we're going to get Tom Hartman in the afternoon.
Oh, so am I.
Because that's the hour that I'm kind of getting dinner organized, or I'm sitting in the kitchen, or I'm usually kind of really, really close to a radio. So, but anyway, I can't say I'm crying any tears today. And Mike Litwin, Pat, is going to the Post.
Yeah, but
he
still.
He said that yesterday.
But still.
They're taking like six people, I think. I'm bad, Jam, like everybody else. If I want to get news, I go on the Internet. I go on the Internet for everything now.
Yeah, what about how do you get local content? How do you get, like, what's going on in
town?
Well,
we get a lot of little local newspapers here. You know, we get one from Broomfield. We get one from Westminster. So we are able to kind of, I think we just kind of quilt it together, bits and pieces from here and there.
Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe that's the answer. Maybe every little suburb, every little town.
One of these days, I really want to talk to you about the iHeart thing, because we don't have an iPhone, but we're contemplating moving up to Red Feather Lake. So at that point, we'd probably be out of range of everything. So I'd like to see how that works. Maybe we can talk about that one time.
It works good. It, let me tell you this. Sometimes it will have to rebuffer.
Oh.
It'll have to reload.
I have to rebuffer myself sometimes.
Yeah, I always have to. It'll reload. But for the most part, I drove around all day yesterday with it plugged into my iPod in my car, my iPod connection.
Yeah.
And I listened to all of AM 760. Plus, let me tell you something else. I took it home and I put it in this iPod dock I've got.
Yeah, I have one of those.
And it's great. I mean, you could sit there and,
that could be very good.
And you know what else, too? Something I really love. This is bad for people in commercial radio to admit this, but I really love it. I listen to a lot of public radio stations around the country.
Yeah.
And you know what a good station for you would be?
What?
KPFK or KPFA.
Okay.
The Pacifica stations. You'd love them.
Okay. Because I'm insane. No,
because your political orientation is about the same as mine.
Yeah.
Pat, thanks. I appreciate the call. Good to hear your voice.
You too. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. You
Bye-bye.
Got it. Open phones, 303-713-7600, Demise of the Rocky, and also anything else that may be on your mind. Here's Peter in Arvada. Peter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. I was watching the news this morning, and all of these local channels on TV and the national channels, the morning shows, all now have people out there telling us how to beat the recession. People in the evening on the news, there's always a segment, do this with your money, beat the recession, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just curious, am I just crazy? Am I just, so high on medical marijuana that I've missed the point that where were you guys while this was all happening, and could you have maybe said something that would have stopped it from occurring? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. Are you talking about the ads that we run, say, for instance?
Well, I'm talking like you sit down to the television and I get the local channels, and, one of them is touting, I don't know whether it's 9 or whatever, the recession buster, and, everybody has their own sort of version.
Yeah, we run them too. The 800 numbers. I'll repeat that number again, 1-800, and then I'll repeat it again. You know what, though? Let me tell you what the problem with that. Let me tell you what the two-point thing about that is. One, I'm like you. I'm sick of them. But here's the thing. In this day and age, when the broadcast media, just like every other business, is having revenue struggles, because nobody's immune at all.
Yep.
Okay. Nobody's immune from these problems. They're, you know what you have to do is you have to consider that they're revenue generators.
Yeah. Well, then I guess that explains my second quick thing I was going to bring up, which involves the Rocky. Last Saturday, there was a headline here. A young lady or a reporter had done an article. And let me just give you a couple of okay, if you saw this headline, pot booming, you would think that this article meant that, one, more marijuana is coming across the border, pot is growing everywhere, two, okay, it's an article about medical marijuana, or it's an article touting the many new careers in the culinary industry. You know, which of those four would you think?
Marijuana?
Yeah, the medical marijuana. Yeah, but it would it be medical marijuana?
Yes.
You know, so.
So what was the story eventually about?
The story was about that, and it was just that there was kind of a swing bias, you know, as the facts were coming out. And, you know, the next line is that the medical marijuana registry swelling numbers, okay? Truth is it's about 5,000 for the entire population of Colorado. And, you know, it just, like I say, it was just kind of slanted, I felt, in a direction that was non-medical informative, you know?
Well, because, number one, newspapers run the leads or the stories on the front page, they run them in order to, one, get your attention, and two, they can't get too technical because, you know, this is the same. Okay, let me lay it this way. This is the same criticism that people were making about Barack Obama. Well, he didn't give us enough details. Well, Barack Obama can't sit there for like 2 hours sitting there going, well, this is how we're going to do this, and look at this graph, and look at this chart. Newspapers only have a certain amount of space. And so they have to be as concise as they can be, and also, in a lot of cases, as simplistic as they can be, because if you get too jammed up, then it becomes too technical, then the reader really doesn't have the time to digest all the information that you're providing. I mean, think to yourself the amount of times, whether it's on the internet or it's an out-of-town newspaper, that you read something and you say, man, you know, I don't have time to get through this. And if you look at news stories, too, by the way, Peter, they're built on a pyramid. So the top part of it is the part that gets your attention and leads you in, and then the bottom part of it goes down. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, and the other thing that I may be missing is, and the feel for it, is the fact that I'm non-computer literate. Exactly what you were saying, all of a sudden I was starting to say, yeah, well, that makes sense, because especially when you're competing with that kind of information.
Well, then you know what?
You got to be bang.
Well, you know what? You don't really have to be that computer literate. It's pretty simple. Peter, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Hey, I
got to run, man. Thanks.
All right, bye.
6:52, 52 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk with new technology. John Turk keeping track of traffic like with new technology, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I'm using the intranets here to keep track of
the intranets. Where's I wonder if George W. Bush has the intranets in his house.
Yeah, no, this is a pretty fancy system we have here to keep track of traffic for you. Just a couple surface street accidents out there to avoid. One near Washington and 120th. Another down in Denver, northbound Havana at Parker Road. Had a car hit a pole there. Rest of the drive still real nice and quiet for us. Our heaviest jams in the usual spot, southbound 25 in North Glen. Again, near downtown after Park Avenue. Also seeing a lot of traffic traveling into downtown on eastbound 270 and westbound 76. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, good chance for snow, highs around 40 degrees, also going to be windy, right now 21 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Visit the Free Diabetes Expo Saturday, March 7th at the Colorado Convention Center. Free health screenings and much more.
Putting the magic into Urban Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Hi, I'm Chris Johnson, Human Resources Manager, and I can tell you, as a leading tech company, we naturally use the web to find talent. My job is to find the brightest tech candidates. Dice.com has the most qualified and talented candidates out there. Because Dice focuses on technology and engineering, I save a lot of time and trouble sifting through thousands of resumes from sites that aren't relevant to our business. Usually, we're looking for experienced software and hardware engineers, DBAs, storage engineers, project managers. We found over half our key hires through Dice.
Dice is the number one online technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs. Post your open technology positions on Dice to access the best tech talent. Or search through thousands of resumes from qualified engineering and tech professionals from all across the country. Visit Dice.com. Dice.com.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
It's time to save at JCPenney with night and day doorbusters. Friday, 3 p.m. till close, and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Women's dresses are $34.99. Men's St. John's Bay sports shirts and knit tops are $12.99. And all sheets and towels are 50% off. Plus, save $20, $15, and $10 when you use Friday and Saturday bonus coupons. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends February 28th.
You can get a New York style sub at Deli Zone. Hey, I'm walking in. To find a location near you, visit DeliZone.net.
Oh, yeah. Kingsman, Louie Louie. And you know the big controversy behind this song is the lyric about I lay her again. See if you can pick it up. Here we go. Okay, check it out. Very nice. There again. Okay. Parents were not hip enough to pick that up. By the way, the Kingsmen lost control of that song for a while, sued, and just recently got it back again. 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's bad news. Okay, I don't want to be the one to unload bad news in the morning, but I don't have any other choice. The economy shrinks at a faster than expected 6.2% pace in the fourth quarter. The Commerce Department figures show the economy sinking much faster than the 3.8% actualized or annualized drop for October-December quarter first estimated by government growth. By the government growth last month. Okay, now, you know, what about these Republican and one Democratic governor in Tennessee? These Republican governors in Tennessee, in the rest of the South, and the Democratic governor in Tennessee, well, I tell you something, as long as these people got some money to be able to go out and buy a goo-goo bar, that's all they need. I'm not going to take that stimulus package. And how about Bobby Jindal, or however he says his name, Jindal? He's going to refuse the, and it's only 1% of the package. He's going to refuse, swear to you, he's going to refuse the stimulus package. So he doesn't care how long you've been on unemployment.
You know how bad it is for Bobby Jindal?
Jindal?
You know how bad it is?
How bad?
Even Tom Tancredo said he never has a chance of running for president.
Yeah, because he screwed it. We'll play Tancredo's comments coming up. 6:58, 58 minutes after the hour. More on the Rocky and everything else that you want to talk about.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the banquet.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a credit report is like an appetizer, just the first part of something good. But if you didn't order it from Identity Guard, you may discover that there's no more food showing up. You see, with Identity Guard, you get an entire banquet of 21st century tools and technologies. All this from the company that's already protected over 20 million people. And that's a lot of money not going into the hands of worldwide identity thieves. So, get Identity Guard today and settle in for a feast of identity theft protection.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value, free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-626-69 now. That's 877-626-69. Or visit identityguard.com.
Or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-994-1189. That's 1-800-994-1189.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The pie is shrinking faster than first believed.
The economy was awful in the fourth quarter. It's going to be really rough in the first quarter.
A report just out from the government shows the economy contracted at a 6.2% annual rate at the end of last year, way up from the first estimate of 3.8%. Economist Robert Stein says things won't get better for a while, but they will get better.
We're starting to reduce our inventories, which will set the stage for a return to growth later this year.
Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down more than 16 points. In the trucking business, the recession has turned the job market upside down. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan, who's the king of the road now, Steve.
Well, before the recession, trucking firms were desperate for drivers, offering bonuses and incentives in a high employee turnover business.
At Conway, our employees are our greatest competitive advantage.
Now, Conway and other major truckers say they've got more applicants than jobs, many from people laid off in the construction and auto industries. But times are tough for trucking, too. 25,000 job cuts last month, and more rigs are now off the road. Frank,
Uncle Sam's going to be calling the shots at Citibank. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato. How's that, Barry?
As part of a new deal, Frank, the federal stake in Citigroup could climb as high as 36%. Bigger investment, bigger influence, says banking consultant Bert Ely.
The key impact is going to be greater government involvement in direction in the steps that Citi must take to right itself. Some changes on the board of directors. Changes in management.
The government's initial bailout investment is being converted to common stock. Great for taxpayers if Citigroup rebounds and its low stock price rises. Risky if it collapses. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
The New York State Attorney General's office wants Bank of America to name the Merrill Lynch executives who received bonuses around the time Merrill was being taken over. The bank won't do that. Ben Lawsky with the Attorney General's office says it will have to when it gets a subpoena.
We're going to have to take the next steps to get that list.
President Obama's en route to Camp Lejeune to spell out his plan to pull most American forces out of Iraq by the summer of next year. CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plank.
Over the next 18 months, the Pentagon will withdraw all combat brigades in Iraq, almost 100,000 of the 142,000 troops now on the ground. The remaining force of 35,000 to 50,000 troops will have a new mission. Training, support, and counterterrorism, but combat ready if needed.
A Louisiana caregiver has been charged with swapping a 5-year-old boy and 4-year-old girl for a cockatoo and $175. The couple that bought the children has also been charged. Brandy Lynn Romero can't understand why she and her husband are in trouble.
I thought maybe we was doing something good.
Police say the children are okay. Today's edition of the Rocky Mountain News is an instant collector's item. The troubled paper is closing after 150 years.
They told us we weren't worth keeping open. That's what it really boils down to.
This is CBS News.
So the other morning, I get an email from Moe's, my absolute favorite deli, whose pastrami I would actually kill for, which is probably why I gave him my email in the first place. Anyway, I'm like, wow, Moe's sending emails with coupons and photos? I want to bite my computer screen. Then it hits me. Eggs and pastrami hash for breakfast.
Email marketing from ConstantContact.com helps showcase your business, just like Mo. There's even free phone support with real live people. Get a free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com.
Got a question. What's the worst thing about buying a used car? Could it be the uncertainty of not knowing what you're really getting? Bingo! Now I have an answer. Honda Certified Used Cars. They're well-maintained late-model Hondas. Each undergoes 150-point inspection, then is backed with an incredible 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. Did the comfort level just go up in here? Thought so. Honda Certified Used Cars. It's the next best thing to new.
See dealer for limited warranty details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. It's hard to believe for many Coloradans, the Rocky Mountain News going out with a bang today, its last edition containing a 52-page special section on the paper's history. It includes a collection of some of the paper's more memorable front pages, a display of its various mastheads, and an essay thanking readers and bidding them farewell. Owner E.W. Scripps closing the paper because of mounting losses. Scripps CEO Rich Bainey says a buyer never came forward.
We did not receive any actual offers. There was one interested party who backed away several weeks ago.
Employees of the Rocky, like Dennis Schroeder, trying to grasp the decision.
Anymore, they're losing too much money. They don't seem very interested in the long-term outcome or that they can financially endure it. They said they were sorry, they didn't want to do it, but they had no choice.
Editor John Temple says the press run is 350,000 today, more than 100,000 above the normal weekday circulation. Rocky subscribers will begin seeing a Denver Post on their doorsteps beginning tomorrow morning. Ed Stein's been an editorial cartoonist at the Rocky for 31 years. One of the toughest decisions he's had to make is what to draw for today's final edition.
I had a couple of different ideas. One of them was an empty news box, just black inside. But I wanted a person in it. I wanted that personal touch, the sense of somebody really missing something.
Stein's final idea, a man with a cup of coffee wearing a robe on his doorstep, wondering where his Rocky is. Other news, an officer-involved shooting late last night near 5th and Humboldt in central Denver. Denver police report one suspect was taken to Denver Health Medical Center. Rockies take on the L.A. Angels in spring training this afternoon. The Nuggets host the Lakers tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound I-25 heavy as you're coming out of Thornton and North Glen. Speeds going to dip into the 20s and 30s between 104th and 84th. 270 getting busy on that approach to Vasquez. There's some surface street issues that may get in your way. Crashes at Parker and Dartmouth, Havana and Parker, as well as on Washington near 120th. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save thousands during the Pinnacle at City Park South Tower 1 closeout sale. One-bedroom home started just $299,900. Two bedrooms from $399,900. See the furnished models at 17th and Fillmore.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your tires, your brakes, your battery, your oil and filter, your fluid levels, and your belts and hoses.
Will you check us, please?
Okay, okay. I'm on my way to the Ford dealer now for the Works Fuel Saver Pack. You'll all get checked or tested or changed or rotated or filled for just $29.95 or less after a $10 mail-in rebate.
Woo-hoo! I love this guy!
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for rebate details through 331-09.
J Marvin. This is the J Marvin Show.
J Marvin Show.
Hey, J Marvin.
This is the J Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay. And it's tough enough. It's tough enough for those people working at the Rocky. Chance of snow, high today, 40%. No, high today, 40. Chance of snow, high today, 40. Chance of snow, 40. Thank you, Jay. I'll be taking Mike Nelson's job any day now. Not. We're talking about the Rocky, but also there's some other things in the news to talk about. And that is that Barack Obama is now saying that combat troops will be pulled from Iraq in August 2010. Are you happy with that? At 303-713-7600. And we've got these bizarre media cuts to play from the Republican Party, but I'll take some calls first, and then we'll play those. And if you want to get in on this, 303-713-7600, don't force us to whip out MacArthur's Park, because I love that song, and I'll play it over and over again, or we'll play Louie Louie over again. I'll find something to play. You know, this is Radio Guantanamo. Okay.
Let's go to Ellie in Aurora. Ellie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, I'm a fourth-generation Coloradoan, and it was always our family tradition to take both newspapers. So for me, it's very sad to lose the Rocky Mountain News. I wanted to say that.
Yeah, it is for me, too.
But I wanted to call about the hysteria in Greenwood Village. It seems like they're acting like a Hitchcock movie where those citizens think that all the coyotes are going to meet on the green belt and go after their children. The city has hired a hunter with a .22 caliber rifle to go into their green belts and shoot the coyotes. And I'm terribly opposed to all that. And I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. On one hand, if they're reaching the point where they don't fear human beings, that bothers me. And when I come in the morning sometimes here, I'll see little rabbits, you know, running around the green areas here. And I'll think to myself, boy, you better hide.
Yes.
Because you're going to end up as somebody's filet mignon. And one day here, 2 weeks ago, I came into the parking lot at about, it had to be about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I saw two coyotes running in a pack. You know, they were together out on the edge of the parking lot, and I couldn't help myself. I started driving towards them just to chase them off. So I have really mixed feelings about this whole thing.
Well, the controversy is somewhat over, too. Because I agree with you. I mean, you know, nobody wants anyone to get hurt by a coyote. But there are other options, and they have not taken the rational option. And the controversy is somewhat over. Are they going after one dangerous coyote, or are they going to try to decimate the whole population? And that's ridiculous. That's not even possible. Because what has happened, there was a comment on 9 News the other night with Mark Beckoff, who's a well-known writer, along with Jane Goodall, about that we need to learn to coexist with the coyotes, that we have moved into their living room, and that people are not doing the things that they're supposed to do to learn how to coexist with them.
And well, what do you do to learn how to coexist with them?
Well, first of all, you have to realize that what they say is in order to understand is the only way you can care about them. But one of the things is that they are a part of the ecosystem, and they do a lot of good in controlling the mice and the snakes, you know, in terms of the whole system. They are part of that whole ecosystem, which is a part of our whole ecosystem. But the best way is not to kill them. It's just to do the things that they're telling you to do, and that is to not feed them, never encourage them, you know, when you see one. And the hazing that goes on is fine, like making loud noises and things like that if they approach you.
Yeah, but it appears that they don't care.
Well, there may be a reason that they don't care. I don't think the incidences are as high as what they say, but I think what happens is that, you know, they maybe have lost that feeling because of the fact that somebody has been feeding them or has violated the rules. And those rules are pretty clear from the Division of Wildlife and the Naturalists. And in Aurora, we even have a whole website, which I also wanted to share with people about what you're supposed to do. But they have skipped over all this because that's so hard, and it's just going to be so much easier just to shoot them. And I think that's terribly cruel and wrong. And when in fact there are the better options, and that is to learn to coexist with them.
See, you know what? You keep saying that, but I'm not sure how you learned how to coexist with them.
Like for example, you kind of did a hazing thing, which was okay, but those coyotes didn't come to you. They weren't looking. They weren't coming after you, were they? They were there.
No, they were trotting across the parking lot, and who knows if they had come after me or not.
Well, but most coyotes, and I'd say, I don't know what the scientists would say percentage-wise, but I would say the majority or the highest percentage possible have no interest in having contact with humans.
Well, then who are these coyotes that are attacking people's dogs and things?
Well, it may be, like in Greenwood Village, you go to that area. And I mean that whole area is nature. So we have moved into their territory. So what are these coyotes supposed to do? You know? And are we going to move into areas and kill every single thing that's living thing in?
Well, yeah, I understand that, but you can't, we're here. So you can't roll it back. You can't say, well, we moved into their land, so tough luck. I mean, I got to be honest with you, Ellie. I mean, if a coyote attacked my Welsh corgi, even if I had to use my bare hands, I'd kill it.
Okay. But then does that justify?
I'd take a ball-peen hammer and smash its skull.
Okay, but would that justify a whole city hiring a hunter to go out and shoot all the coyotes?
Yeah, but there's more than one instance of it going on, don't you think?
I think that seeing a coyote is not a bad thing. I see in my city of Aurora, I see skunks, I see raccoons. Does that mean I go chasing after a skunk or chasing after it? In
well,
most
no.
cases, they go by you. The,
no,
the
no,
coyotes,
but raccoons and skunks are not going to jump out and try to kill your dog or attack you.
But that's not all the coyotes are not doing that.
Well, yeah, but you know what? How are you going to tell which ones are and which ones aren't?
That's the controversy. The Greenwood Village has declared war on all the coyotes. And I know that for a fact because they have gone back and forth in their statement that they're after one dangerous coyote, and then they apply to the Tri-County Health Department and they for a trap, and they're denied the trap because they didn't define who the dangerous coyote is, you know, the one that supposedly has a bad foot or a mark on its back.
Well, you can't.
They want to kill all of them, and that's ridiculous.
Well, you can't. Yeah, but it's like you can't figure out. It's like fighting guerrilla warfare. You can't figure out who's good and who's bad.
Well, you don't kill them all just because of that. You go after.
Well,
you can't, Jay. Once I mean that's crazy. We live in a city with no wildlife, and we moved into their territory.
Yeah, but you know what? That's not. You can't. I mean, I. You know what? Like that's like saying, well, I don't know how to come back to that, but except to say.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer.
It's not an easy answer, but the rules have to be followed very closely. And then, like Centennial and some of these places, people are spending a lot of money to try to educate the citizens on what to do. And that is and for the Division of Wildlife and the naturalists, they recommend learning to coexist with them.
You keep saying it, but I don't understand how you coexist with something that wants to kill like your dog.
But they're not all out there every day that the coyote wakes up that morning. He doesn't wake up and say, "I'm going to go kill every dog I see in the neighborhood."
No, but even if it kills one dog in the neighborhood or attacks one person,
well,
I mean, it's like, okay, one's enough.
Okay, well, what they say is if you live in an area where you're right up against, you know, an open space area, that you don't leave your dog out there at night.
Oh, come on. That's not fair.
Well, that's.
I mean, that's totally unfair. I mean, dogs have to get outside.
But you're supposed to protect your pet. You know, you're supposed to look at it and make sure you know that it's okay, and not just leave it out there.
Then maybe the answer is everybody should buy 22s, and if a coyote comes towards your dog, then you shoot it.
Well, you know, that sounds extreme too to me.
Well, why does that sound extreme?
Well, I just don't think we should turn ourselves into this warfare with them because it's not all coyotes are going to go after your pet.
No, but Ellie, now come on, be fair. I just said okay, I agree with
you. To supervise your pet.
I said I agree with you. So if my dog is outside,
you supervise
and a coyote comes towards my dog, then I should get a 22 and shoot the sucker.
Well, you don't really have to because what they say is you should haze them, and hazing is that you yell. You make a loud noise,
I'm not,
you shoot water,
yeah,
you
but,
throw things,
yeah,
but you really don't have to get out a .22 caliber rifle.
But the people who have been attacked, you don't think that they haven't screamed?
They might. We don't know exactly what people have done.
Well, what do you think is going to happen if somebody bites you?
Well, but how many people we have? Look at how many coyotes are here and how many incidences we've had with a human. And that's not a high number.
Okay, well, you know what?
And I just am on the side of the coyotes.
I love it. I love you, but what I'm about to say is going to make you really mad.
You can, that's all right.
You sure?
I love you too.
You sure?
Yes. I'm ready.
I agree with the policy. They should be decimated.
You do?
Yeah, because I don't want some coyote attacking my pug.
Yep.
Or my Welsh corgi.
Well,
my min pin.
Well, the biologists are not with you. They say
well,
learn to coexist with them.
Yeah, okay, till they attack one of their dogs. I'm telling you, coyote attacks one of my dogs, I am going to kill that mother, no matter if it gnaws my hands off. I'll beat it with my stumps.
Okay, let's say you take care of that one coyote, Jay. Are you going to, again, the next day get out your rifle and go after all of them?
No, but anybody that any coyote that crosses into my yard, yeah. As a matter of fact, you know what I thought about doing? I thought about getting one of those, guard dogs that, shows its fangs. So let the coyote come into my yard and see what happens.
Well, your yard is your yard. But the whole city of Greenwood Village, I think those people are crazy.
Yeah, until it hurts your dog.
No, I don't think that's what it is.
Do you have a dog?
Learn to coexist with them. Learn to take care of your pets.
Okay.
All those things.
Okay.
And
please, Mr. Coyote, don't attack my dog. Please. No.
No, it's like that, that's not
like,
what you say.
No, it's like you attack my dog, I kill you.
I hear you. But that doesn't fall.
And since since I have no way of knowing who's bad and who's not bad, I smoke them all.
Okay.
I knew, Ellie, you wouldn't like that.
No.
I know. I'm just a terrible person. I know.
Well, it's a fairly controversial topic.
Besides, I understand coyote meat's pretty good.
Oh, Jay.
I'm just kidding. All right. I love you. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
All right.
You notice how she didn't say she loves you, too?
She said she loved me earlier in the conversation.
Okay, yeah,
all right, what
did.
Would you do? Where do you come down
I've
on this?
I had that problem. Yeah, if a coyote jumped into my yard and tried to attack my dog, I'd probably shoot it.
I'd kill a mother. I'd go into my house and get a butcher knife and start after
I understand Ellie's point. I mean, biologists are right, Jay.
So what, let them all exist? How do you know which ones are bad and which ones are good?
You can't decimate their entire population.
No, but you can get it down to a controllable point.
Is it really that uncontrollable right now? I mean,
they're attacking people's pets. Come on, man.
What makes your pet more important than that dog? Because you paid for it.
What do you mean?
What makes your pet more important than the ant crossing the street that gets ran over by a car?
Because I love Coco.
No,
I love Jackson. I love Hurley. And they're like my family, man.
No, I know that.
I mean, look at Mickey Rourke. How crazy he was about his dog, Loki.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, listen, just...
I love my dog. I didn't want him in the beginning. I love the dog. He's a good dog.
But you're not attached to him like I am to mine.
No, of course not. You're crazy. Crazy attached to your dogs.
No, you know what? I'd rather hang out with my dogs than people.
I know you. And there's a lot of people like that, but, you know...
I don't want anybody in my yard. I don't want coyotes. I don't want human beings. I don't want anybody in my yard. When I retire from radio,
right.
I'm moving to the desert. I'm putting a big barbed wire fence around my property with searchlights and guard dogs. And anybody who comes in uninvited is going to get, and I'm particularly going to teach them to bite in a very sensitive area when it comes to males.
I can see you doing that, training your dog how to bite I can see you doing that.
I'm up for that.
Be very reclusive.
I think I'll call one of the dogs Turk.
Shit, if you get another dog, you got to call him Turk.
Oh. 7:21, 21 minutes after the hour. Here's John with traffic.
Traffic's nice and light on the freeway systems around Denver. Slow in the usual spots, but volume's pretty nice for us. Just several surface street crashes out there. Rollover accident, Holly and Arapahoe.
Here, Turk. Here, come here, boy. Come here.
Oh, that's funny.
Here.
Here, Turk. We still haven't named our cat, and we've had it for almost 2 weeks. Who wants to name
our
cat?
Turk.
That's a good name for dog. That's a good name for dog. Turk. Come here, Turk.
Come here, Turk. Good boy. Good boy.
All right, JR, other accidents. A car heading northbound on Havana hit a pole at Parker Road. That thing's still in our way. Also a crash southbound Parker there at Dartmouth. And one more crash to let you know about in the far north end, Washington, near 120th.
Damn you, Turk. I am not cleaning up in the house after you anymore. Learn to go.
It's time to save at JCPenney with Night and Day Doorbusters, Friday 3 p.m. till close and Saturday 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Women's dresses are $34.99. Men's St. John's Bay sports shirts and knit tops are $12.99. And all sheets and towels are 50% off. Plus, save $20, $15, and $10 when you use Friday and Saturday bonus coupons. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends February 28th.
Okay, so you're thinking about finishing your bachelor's or getting your master's degree, but you just can't help wondering how to fit it in with all your family and job responsibilities. Of course, you probably also wondered about finishing your degree online, but then that just led to more wonders about whether online degrees really have the credibility you need, and that big wonder about where the money is going to come from to pay for one in these tough economic times. Wow, that's a lot of wonders. Good thing for you, there's csuglobal.org. That's because CSU Global is the online campus of Colorado State University, where you can take an accredited, affordable bachelor's or master's degree program in the convenience of your own home on your own schedule and get the credibility that comes with a CSU degree along with it. And the whole wonder about how to pay for it? Well, that's no wonder at all, because CSU Global tuition is affordable, and there are a number of scholarships and financial aid options if you need them. Stop wondering and start finishing your degree with affordable, accredited online degree programs at csuglobal.org or by calling 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault. A $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
And we've had it now for 3 years and haven't had any trouble with it at all. Rocky's Autos. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. You got to check them out. The historic location of 63rd and Federal.
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 till 2. 10 till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 till 2. The time is now.
Oh, try Deli Zone today and enjoy a regular size New York-style sub for $4.99. For fresh, delicious New York-style sandwiches you'll crave, it's Deli Zone. Find a Deli Zone near you at DeliZone.net.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
AM 760 is moving Tom Hartman.
Come on. Keep going.
No, we're not moving Tom. We're moving his show. You told us what you wanted to hear in the Progressive Forum on AM760.net. And starting today, it's Tom Hartman.
Me!
Afternoons 1 to 4 on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Yeah! 727, 27 minutes after the hour here, AM760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, chance of snow. High today, 40, about a 40% chance of snow. We got coming up at 7:30 our new music review, but we can take a few calls in here, and we will. Let's go to Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Oh, Jay, when you talked about a Menpin getting ate by a coyote, that really hit home.
Yeah, it sucks.
We got a Menpin, and I'm thinking, hey. I didn't know if they liked Menpins or not.
They like anything like that, any dog like that.
Well, I say give the coyote Xanax.
shoot it full of Seconal or something.
Yeah, kind of like that ape out there in California, wherever that was, when she gave him Xanax.
Right.
Anyway, I saw the movie W last night.
Oh, what did you think?
I think mental illness is alive and well. And I can't imagine we put that dude in office for 8 years.
And how about the way, I can't think of his name,
the way he portrayed Dick Cheney.
I thought that was pretty good. That was Dreyfus.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right. You got it.
And then the little weasel that who's the other guy that the one that was always on Bush's hip.
You're talking about Karl Rove.
Yeah, did you see the guy that portrayed him?
Yeah, that was great too, wasn't it?
No, seriously though, I can't even imagine that we put that dude in office. Incompetent. Jeez almighty. I know there's the dude that directed that movie. He does a lot of research, and I know that there was some, stuff that was way out there, but for the most part, I think a lot of that was true. Just his, mental state.
I don't know. You know what the guy, I'll tell you what his problem is. His problem is that he's not very intellectually inquisitive, and no. Obviously he doesn't read.
Well, did you see that the one scene there where they're having a big meeting, and he's doodling?
Yeah, I saw that. Why does that shock you?
It just confirms what I always thought. And I thought, there was always a little part of me that says, well, maybe I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt. And, it really has hit home since we've gotten Obama in there, just how bad that he was. And I believe that George Sr., that conversation probably took place where he felt like Bush destroyed the Bush legacy.
Well, he did. He absolutely did. I mean, when he thinks the next time somebody's going to vote for Bush, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. Steve, I got to go, man. I appreciate the call. All right. Do we have that Jindal thing? Do we have time to play that? Well, it runs a couple of minutes, so we got to save it. Okay. Well, I was going to say, Jindal is like billed as the big leader of the Republican Party, and you ought to hear what Dan Credo says about him. All right, it's 7:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. And what would you like to do, Mr. Turk? You're directing the show. All right. We're going to do one more quick one here. And Dave in Centennial. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, it seems like we haven't adapted as well as the coyotes have to us. How we feed the deer in Gunnison in the wintertime when they're starving and the snow's deep? I would say we've probably taken away a lot of their habitat in Greenwood Village, and we should probably be feeding them, as crazy as that sounds. And it would also help you with the problem, coyotes. You would know, well, a lot of people do food plots when it comes to deer hunting, and then they bag their deer.
I would be in favor of feeding them only, but feeding them Republicans.
Well, they don't have as much habitat as they did. They're also, they need to eat too. Out in the ranches and in the wild, you don't hear about all this. We're taking dogs doing this, but this is how they do it. That's their instinct.
All right, about this? How about this? We round them up and transport them to a safer location.
Yeah, that's good too. Or actually, I'm surprised coyotes are attacking people. They're not like wolves. They won't go. They go after rabbits. They eat grass. But they will lure dogs out. And
well,
kill them in packs. They'll take a coyote in heat, and they'll lure dogs out into the sticks and attack them.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to kill them all every chance I get.
But here's another scenario.
Dave, I got to go, man. I appreciate the call, but I got to go because I got to get new music. Okay.
Alrighty.
Thanks, pal. All right, 7:32, 32 minutes after the hour. Turk, traffic.
Jay, traffic is looking pretty nice for us on most of the freeway systems around Denver. We do have a lot of volume on the turnpike, though. Westbounders going to hit some snags from Sheridan up to Church Ranch, and if you're heading eastbound, going to hit it at Pecos. Not going to break loose until you get on to 25. Stop-and-go conditions, eastbound 270 now from 25 past Vasquez, and four surface street crashes, a couple of them on Parker, one on the northbound side at Havana, had a car hit a pole there, one on the southbound side at Dartmouth, also got one in the North End in North Glen. Washington near 120th. That's been around for quite some time. A tough cleanup there. Also a rollover crash at Holly and Arapaho Road. Also, this is coming down southbound 225, looking at stop-and-go conditions as well there from Parker Road to the DTC. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, good chance for snow, highs around 40. Also going to be windy right now, 22 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
So I told my wife we could get up to 40% off window siding and insulation at windowsidingsale.com. She said if we get that deal, she'd marry me or...
Three cheers for four-legged creatures. And for the moms who clean up the muddy footprints and cat food stuck on the floor. Because even though your kids said they would, you knew they wouldn't. So when they asked for a pet, you still said, bring it. You're why we made New Bounty, with 25% thicker quilts and more durability than before. New Bounty. To see if you can clean the mess with less, go to quickerpickerupper.com.
Hey, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine, so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe a buck and a half an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent office.
Interest rate hikes and late fees, you feel like you're getting further and further behind, no matter how high your credit card debt is. At Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those collection calls. We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you can automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe, stop the never-ending collection calls, and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
Topped out as a licensed mortgage banker, raised based on an APR of 6.875%.
The following is a special report from Top Dot Mortgage. In today's top story, a toll-free hotline has been established to help all homeowners who are stuck in adjustable rate or high interest rate mortgages. The Federal Housing Administration has already helped over 400,000 homeowners refinance their mortgages with HUD's Affordable Mortgage Insurance Program, with fixed interest rates starting as low as 5%. Call the hotline now at 1-800-300-4011. Again, a toll-free hotline has been established for all homeowners in adjustable rate or high interest rate mortgages, even if you have less than perfect credit. And when you call now, you can get an absolutely free quote to see how low your interest could fall. This opportunity may only be available for a limited time. And again, your credit score may not even be a factor. So call now. That toll-free number again is 1-800-300-4011. That's 1-800-300-4011. 1-800-300-4011.
Gotta dig it. It's Bono. It's the new U2. Put on your boots. 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour. AM 760, a Progressive Talk. 40% chance of snow. High today around 40, and it's time to talk to Steve Knopper
our new music review. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jay? Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, no problem. Just because you're in the print media, because you're with Rolling Stone, you've got a book out called Appetite for Self-Destruction, The Spectacular Crash of the Record Industry in the Digital Age, and because you are involved with Rolling Stone as a contributor, a contributing editor and freelancer since 1996, and, of course, also with the Propane Daisies, and also immune to any stories that I try to suggest. How do you feel about the Rocky?
Oh, man, I'm really – it's a sad day. I've been freelancing for the Rockies since roughly 1995, and I have a lot of friends there, and it's sad. I mean, I'm a subscriber, and it's just very surreal to think that tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up and it's not going to come to my door. So, a two-newspaper town is really important, I think, in a lot of cities. It's been important in our city, and, I'm a little speechless about it. I know a lot of people there and a lot of great, great journalists, and it's true in all sectors of the economy, but it's true in newspapers that a lot of really, really good people may just kind of disappear to the public after all this stuff, and I think it's kind of a tragedy.
Does the demise of the print media worry you?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I believe that it will never fully go away. It's just that there's going to be a pretty severe correction here. I mean, I still think there will always be a Denver Post in Denver, and I think there will always be a New York Times in New York. And so there will always be newspapers. But, you know, the days of newspapers with huge budgets and being able to really, really do a lot of cool investigative stuff, you know, that those days are dwindling, and things are supposedly shifting to the web, but the web hasn't really proven a profitable model yet, and that's probably still to come, but there's a lot of uncertainty, and it's worrisome for somebody in the print media or somebody who just wants the print media to watch everybody like they're supposed to.
Yeah, even the book industry is under attack from e-books and also the economy. They've been laying people off as well.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, just like every part of the industry. But, yeah, you and I have talked about my book, the subject of my book, which is that the music industry didn't really adapt to technology quickly or effectively enough. And that's certainly true of newspapers, which allowed their whole classified market to go to Craigslist for free. And it's true with books, too. I mean, books haven't faced the real pain of it yet, but I think that's still to come.
Well, but your book, for instance, I don't know if this is because I've never looked it up. I have a Kindle. But your book is your book digitally downloadable?
It is on the Kindle, yes.
Okay, so I could get your – so you're not going to be – I mean, in other words, even if the distribution what am I looking for here? Even if the business model changes, I would still be able to get books like yours.
Yeah, I think that's true, although it's possible that the book industry has yet to face its own Napster. You know, I don't know the book industry very well, as well as I know the music business, but there may be still to come people trading around books for free or figuring out how to pirate whole books and use them on their Kindles or whatever devices in the future, and that may well be crippling to the book industry as well as it was with the music industry, and it'll sort of be up to some good minds at the top of the industry to figure out how to deal with that.
Yeah, and corporate America is notoriously slow.
Right.
And behind, and very behind the curve. All right.
And we're seeing that everywhere, yeah?
Yeah, we sure are. All right, let's check out some new music.
Yeah.
U2, No Line on the Horizon. Man, I love U2. Have they ever put anything bad out?
you know, I don't think so. Even some of those experimental albums that they did in the mid to late 90s, like Pop, those had their moments. And a lot of them were really interesting experiments. This record, No Line on the Horizon, I don't think you can really put it in the experiment category. Although there are some... You know, it's got these really great kind of standard U2 songs. Get on Your Boots. I like this song. It's gotten some criticism, but I actually like it. It's a song that you played as I came in. I like it as a really fast, aggressive rock and roll song like U2 is famous for. There are some ballads. There are some slow moments too, but you got to really stay in it and pay attention till the last part of the album when you get these really interesting songs like White as Snow, which is a rewrite of a 12th century ballad that now has to do with Afghanistan, and it's kind of a really moving song about how things have changed over there. And there's another song called Fez Being Born, which has this kind of drony sound and some weird noises provided by Brian Eno, the longtime U2 co-producer. So there's some really interesting stuff at the end. This is a very varied album, although a couple songs are going to jump out early and get people's attention as being sort of standard U2 stuff.
All right, so would you recommend people go out and buy this?
Yeah, I think it's a good album. I have a thing with U2. I usually don't get into their albums until like 2 months later. I resisted Octone Baby, one of their best albums, for like 2 months. I said, nah, it's not like classic U2. But then it just hit me one day, and now it's one of my favorite albums. This one kind of hit me right away.
7:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's our new music review with Steve Knopper of Rolling Stone and various other publications, and also has a book out called Appetite for Self-Destruction, The Spectacular Crash of the Record Industry in the Digital Age. J.J. Cale, who wrote Cocaine, is a guy that a lot of people aren't as familiar with as they should be. How's this brand-new album by J.J. Cale doing?
Well, I agree with your point. I mean, J.J. Cale's been around a long time. He wrote After Midnight, which became a smash for Eric Clapton. And he's just this great, he's 70 now, and he's actually been kind of putting out this same album for years and years and years. He just keeps doing the same thing. And usually I'm critical of that, you know, acts that kind of are conservative, that don't do anything different. But I'm really getting into this record. He's got this slow shuffling sound, this kind of bluesy, laid back sound, but it's not sleepy. It doesn't put you to sleep. It's got really interesting touches. There's this really funny song called Fondolina, which kind of, is about a woman who sort of leans over her window on the top floor of a building, and you can see certain things about her, and he's kind of entranced by this woman. And there's a lot of really interesting kind of electronic drum sounds in the background that fit the mood of the album. I really liked it. There's a couple of kind of faster rock and roll songs like Roll On. I like this album much better than his collaboration with Eric Clapton from a couple years ago, which I kind of felt it wasn't either Clapton or Cale. It was sort of some kind of midpoint that didn't really go anywhere. And this album is much more J.J. Cale style, and I think it's a good one.
And he's on tour for the first time since 2004, and the name of the CD is Roll On. And you know who he kind of reminds me of, but not musically, but just kind of reminds me of this guy who had been behind the scenes, had written these songs, and doesn't get a lot of recognition the same way the late Lee Hazlewood used to. In that last album Lee Hazlewood did was Cake or Death, I think it was called. It was kind of a bizarre album, but his work, and I know people are going to laugh at this, but his work with Nancy Sinatra was really poetic, and he really had this great voice.
Yeah, Lee Hazlewood, he passed away recently, right?
He made this album, and when he made this album, Cake or Death, he passed away last year. When he made this album, Cake or Death, he was making it, he was like Warren Zevon, he was making it knowing he was going to die.
I didn't realize that. I know a little bit about Lee Hazlewood. I mean, I've read some articles about him, and of course I know his stuff with Nancy Sinatra, which I agree with you is underrated. And These Boots Are Made for Walking is a great, great rock and roll and pop song, and I don't think should be laughed at all.
Yeah, he also produced so many other people, and he was responsible for the Flying Burrito Brothers. He was responsible for Grievous Angel, all the Graham Parsons stuff. J.J. Cale's kind of the same way. In other words, he's 70 years old. A lot of people don't know anything about him. Here's a little taste of J.J. Cale. Here's a little taste of him. This is Roll On with Eric Clapton. He's got that really easy melodical flow to him.
Yeah, J.J. Cale has, there's a couple albums that he has that I would recommend. There's one in particular that's sort of a greatest hits album. It is called, I'm looking at it here, it's called Special Edition. It's got Call Me the Breeze, it's got Cocaine, it's got After Midnight, and some really interesting songs from his past. Cajun Moon, Crazy Mama, some songs that probably should have been giant hits, but kind of weren't because J.J. was so under the radar for so long.
All right, we're getting pinched for time here, so let's go over this one quickly. War Child presents The Heroes. This is all cover versions. Beck doing Bob Dylan's Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat. That ought to be something to listen to.
Yeah, that's the lead-off track on this album, which is kind of a charity album. It benefits children who are affected by war. It's hit or miss. It's the original artist, I guess, hand-picked the artist they wanted to cover their songs. And so you have some really, really interesting stuff like The Hold Steady, who do Atlantic City by Bruce Springsteen, and they do a very faithful, good cover version of that. And then you have some kind of, not so interesting ones. Estelle, who is actually an R&B singer, a new young R&B singer who I like a lot. She does Stevie Wonder Superstition, doesn't really add too much to it, but there are some really interesting stuff here. Scissor Sisters doing Do the Strand by Roxy Music, The Kooks doing Victoria by The Kinks. If you like these kinds of tribute cover records, you'll probably find about half of this to be really, really good, and the other half, you can dispose of. It's probably a good album to cherry pick on your iTunes.
How about Beck? How about his version of Bob Dylan song?
Track. I actually like it a lot. It's hard. I'm a big fan of that original version by Dylan from Blonde on Blonde. But Beck, turns it into his own thing. I wouldn't say it's the most adventurous song on the record, but it's certainly fun to listen to.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve, thank you, man. I appreciate you being on the show.
Thanks for continuing to have me. I appreciate it, too.
As I'm sitting here clearing my throat. And we have to have a return very soon of the Propane Daisies.
Yes. Absolutely. You say the word, Jay. We'll be in.
And are you guys performing anywhere?
We don't have any gigs lined up at the time being. The gig that I mentioned last time, which was last Monday, the 16th, turned out to be a huge surprise party for me on my 40th birthday, and it was awesome. So I had no idea.
You're 40 years old, dude. You're getting too old for rock and roll.
Yeah, you said that last time, I think. So thanks for reminding me again.
Steve, thanks, man. I appreciate you being on the show.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. There's Steve Knopper, New Music Review, and we do it every Fridays, 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk does New Traffic Review.
Jay, traffic is still pretty busy around the normal spots in the metro. Southbound 225, speeds in the teens and 20s there from Parker Road down to Tamarack Parkway. Also, same type conditions eastbound 270 there, traveling from 25 to Vasquez. Trip down 25, no pleasure either. Southbound side really full from 120th down to 84th again from I-70 past Spear. And we're also still dealing with these surface street crashes that just can't seem to be cleaned up. One northbound Havana hit a pole at Parker Road, had a car there. That's been there since really early this morning. Also a rollover at Holly and Arapaho. This one, brand new, car versus motorcycle accident at Bellevue and Yosemite here in the Tech Center. Your forecast, colder with increased clouds and scattered snow showers. Our high should be close to 40 degrees right now. Downtown checking in at 24. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU. Evenings are online.
It's time to save at JCPenney with night and day doorbusters. Friday, 3 p.m. till close, and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Women's dresses are $34.99. Men's St. John's Bay sports shirts and knit tops are $12.99. And all sheets and towels are 50% off. Plus, save $20, $15, and $10 when you use Friday and Saturday bonus coupons. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends February 28th.
Are you having trouble with your memory? Are you unable to recall information about yourself, your family, or friends? Do you often forget where you placed items such as your keys, wallet, or glasses? If you're a healthy man or woman over the age of 55 and are currently experiencing mild memory problems, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Denver is recruiting people like you to participate in a study to determine whether exercise training or a study drug can improve memory function. The study drug and exercise both help improve insulin to work better in the body. Insulin is also important for healthy brain function. For your participation, you'll receive health screening tests which include information on memory function, diabetes, cholesterol, body fat, and bone density. Monetary compensation will be available for eligible participants. If you or someone you know is over the age of 55 and would like further information regarding this study, please call 720-848-6376. Again, that's 720-848-6376.
Ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney. Finalized a contract in London and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Shrank at a 6.2% rate at the end of 2008, and they were expecting it, what, to be about 3.5%.
Yep, and that's a 25-year high, if you will, for the amount of shrinkage. So it was huge, and the market's reacting that way. It's reacting to that negatively. I think, you know, the market isn't pleased with some of the things that it's seen lately. It's, you know, obviously investors are worried about the economy. And so we saw a new low on the Dow this morning. We're off of that now. It's down 105 at 7,077, and NASDAQ's off 5 at 1386. S&P's off 13.5 at 739. And, you know, oil's kind of hanging in there right around 44, 45, so, which is up quite a bit from what we saw. You know, and Jay, this is just tough times. It's tough times for people, and especially for people with retirement accounts, 401ks, that kind of thing. We're doing a couple of workshops, educational workshops, coming up next month.
And these are absolutely free.
They're absolutely free to try and help people understand what they ought to be doing with their 401k, how to handle a market like this, which is considered to be a secular bear market. And so March 19th, that's a Thursday evening at 6:30 down in the Tech Center, or you can do it Saturday the 21st at 9 in the morning. A couple of educational workshops on retirement, 401ks, and bear markets, and, you know, what should you be doing?
Yeah, I want to remind everybody that these are not sales pitches. These are done by Presidential Brokerage, because this is the kind of brokerage house they really are. They think out of the box. They give you intelligent investment guidance. Marla and Michael Spear and Eric Mullen and the rest working there, they really know what they're doing. Mary and I trust them, and you should really give them a call. If you fall into any of these categories, things financially are confusing right now, and you need expert help, 303-749-2770. If you want to go to these workshops, and they're free, 303-749-2770, 303-749-2770. Marla, let's hope for a better day on Monday.
Let's hope for it. Have a great weekend, Jay.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. All right, there's Marla Mason. 7:55, 55 minutes, 55. 55, as we used to say.
Is the stress of credit card debt eating you up inside? This is one announcement credit card companies hope you never hear. There are secret programs that can help you settle what you owe for 40 to 60% less than you do now. Meet Kevin Watts, one of the owners of Homefront Financial Group.
Well, an average client of ours has about $25,000 to $30,000 of unsecured debt, and they're either 0 to 4 months behind on their credit card payments, and they just can't take it anymore. They can't take the harassing phone calls. They're just beat down to the point where they need somebody to help, and that's when they call us.
Credit card companies don't want you to find out about this program, but Homefront Financial wants to let you know all about it for free.
Depending on the state of the client's financial affairs, we can settle their debts between 40 and 60%.
Call for your free information and consultation now. Call 800-660-8570. That's 800-660-8570.
It's such a pleasure to help people.
Call 800-660-8570. That's 800-660-8570.
Don Turk's favorite J.J. Cale tune. Get it on, Turquoise. All right. Chrissy Harvey's coming up next from Anchorage, Alaska. We believe she's in Anchorage. She was in Anchorage last time we talked to her. Maybe she got smart and moved to Fort Lauderdale. I shouldn't kid her about that, should I? Hi today. Friday, going to be around 40, about a 40% chance of maybe some snow showers maybe some snow. AM 760 Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin with you, and it's good to have you along. That's really a cliche on the part of talk show hosts. Good to have you along. Well, I'm glad to be here. Good morning. But you know what? Without you, the show doesn't work. And that's basically what it's all about. Bottom line, radio stations can brag as much as they want. Without your involvement, it just doesn't work. All right, we got Christy Harvey coming up at 8, and then we'll do 30 more minutes of open phones. Then we've got Bill Johnson, the Rocky Mountain News, coming up, and also Michael Roberts. So stick around. We got lots of stuff. Don't move.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent Office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You Choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine, so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe $1.50 an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
And along with a free DVD.
Attention! All listeners whose last names begin with the letters A through N can start calling now for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-400-3816. Listeners whose last names begin with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow at 9 a.m. 1-800-400-3816. 1-800-400-3816.
These numbers that we're seeing,
AM 760,
are sending an unmistakable message.
Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder,
and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Another sobering report on the economy is adding to the gloom on Wall Street. The government says business activity shrank at a more than 6% annual rate over the last 3 months of last year, a much bigger contraction than the original estimate of less than 4%.
The economy was incredibly weak in the fourth quarter, and that to some extent explains the recent weakness in the labor market.
Economist Robert Stein says business should start to grow again later this year. In early trading, the Dow Industrial Average is down 85 points and in danger of falling through the 7,000 level. In New York, government and Citigroup officials have reached a new agreement to help put the bank back on its feet. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has that.
At first glance, Wall Street's not thrilled about it, but the government could wind up controlling more than a third of the financial services giant, providing it with capital and flexibility to try to right itself. It could work, industry analyst Bert Ely says.
The economy, banking system, customers will benefit if Citigroup is turned around and restored to profitability and financial health.
The FDIC is raising premiums for all financial institutions to replenish the deposit insurance fund hit hard by bank failures. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
These days, hamburger is in, T-bones are out.
I'm Steve Kathan. Times are good at McDonald's and other fast food places. A dollar menu can mean a lot in a recession. And while demand for hamburger is up, we're eating fewer steaks. And feed yards are losing $100 million a week, selling cattle well below production costs. Analysts say some operations will likely go out of business this year, and it could take years for the industry to bounce back.
At Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, less than 2 hours from now, President Obama will spell out his plan to pull most American fighting forces out of Iraq by August of next year. Wisconsin National Guard Lieutenant Jonathan Barnett leaves today for a new tour of duty in Iraq.
We're not as worried or anxious as last time just because we kind of know what to expect.
All American troops have to leave Iraq by the end of 2011. Lawrence Korb is a former Pentagon official.
The fact of the matter is, a sovereign country has said, thank you very much, we appreciate what you've done, but you've got to move on so we can, begin to exert control over our own lives.
Anthropologists say there is evidence that one of man's early ancestors was a stand-up guy. The ancient relative, they say, walked across the dusty plains of eastern Africa, leaving a trail of footprints.
These prints show that they were walking with a long step,
So now we can say that as far back as 1.5 million years ago, our early human ancestors enjoyed the efficiency of walking around the landscape the way we might today.
George Washington University's Brian Richmond. The Vatican says the apology by a bishop who denied the Holocaust didn't go far enough. Bishop Richard Williamson didn't admit he was wrong or that he no longer believes what he said. This is CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Car Radio.
You're listening to KFORD, where it's all car, all the time. And that last little number was called, Isn't It Time for Scheduled Maintenance from Your Dealer?
Yeah, but I just want to listen to music, car radio.
Well, here's a little ditty. No one knows my Ford like you do, Ford Dealer.
That's a real song?
Maybe you'll remember this truck stopper. Get your paws off my Ford, non-Ford trained technician.
Okay, car radio, I get the hint. For service, I'll go to my Ford dealer.
Get the works Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, fluid top off, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate.
Boy, I'm glad you talked me into going to my Ford dealer, car radio.
Well, like the song says, never change your oil anywhere else and never change the station.
Ooh, catchy.
Check out other money-saving rebates on name-brand tires, batteries, and maintenance packages at GenuineService.com. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See participating dealership for rebate details through 331-09.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. The Rocky Mountain News first went to press on a Saturday in April 1859, and in the headlines, a man named Abraham Lincoln was debating Stephen A. Douglas. Now, Coloradans are reading their last edition of the 150-year-old paper. It was a difficult final day, even for observers.
Watching Rocky staffers come down the elevator with their belongings in their box was one of the saddest sights I've ever seen in my life.
That's Denver Post publisher Dean Singleton this morning. Editor John Temple says the press run is 350,000. That's more than 100,000 above the normal weekday circulation. Some Rocky staffers have been hired by the Post. Local newspaper carriers worried about the demise of the Rocky.
You know, we're paid per paper, and, you know, if all two-thirds of those people, for example, decide that they don't like the Denver Post and just want to cancel their subscription, I lose two-thirds of my paycheck.
Becky Stearns says she depends on the money she makes from her newspaper delivery route. Rocky subscribers will find the Post delivered to their doorsteps every day, beginning tomorrow. Pete Webb operates a public relations firm in Denver. He says he's already heard from some Rocky staffers.
Rocky had a lot of talented writers and photographers. We have received applications or heard from some of those reporters. Some were in denial.
However, given the economy, Webb says there aren't enough jobs in public relations for the 230 people who just got laid off. An officer-involved shooting late last night near 5th and Humboldt. Denver police report one suspect was taken to Denver Health Medical Center. Sports, NFL free agency underway. The Broncos reportedly after Dolphins free safety Ronaldo Hill, and they're also interested in Eagles running back Carrell Buckhalter and Cardinals running back J.J. Arrington. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Westbound 36, loading up on that approach to McCaslin. We're also seeing delays on 225 heading north from Parker to Mississippi. Speeds on the southbound stretch at 225 from Parker to about DTC are going to drop into the teens. It's going to take about 15 or 20 minutes as you're getting from the tech center to downtown on the northbound side of I-25. Things are looking better through that stretch as you are heading south. Watch for a crash at Santa Fe and Alameda. Then it sounds like there's an auto versus pedestrian accident. This is near 6th and Clinton. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's time to save at JCPenney with 9-day doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. to close and Saturday 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Plus save 20, 15, and 10.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
I love this guy!
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for rebate details through 331-09.
Really progressing.
We progress it.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love you too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I just love the show, Jay. Really do. Wish you would move to Anchorage, Alaska, and become Christy Harvey's next-door neighbor. Speaking of, it's 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today is going to be 40. We've got about a 40% chance of maybe some snow. I bet you that thrills you, doesn't it, that we have to suffer just like you do.
Absolutely, although I was hoping you'd come up this weekend. It's the start of the Fur Rondi, the Fur Rendezvous. It's the winter carnival.
The what?
It's called the Fur Rondi. It's the big winter carnival to kick off the start of the Iditarod. It's like a three-week thing, and everybody keeps telling me that I need to ride the Ferris wheel when it's 20 below because it's just quite the experience.
Oh, is Sarah Palin going to be there?
She probably will, yeah. It's a big deal.
You betcha, by golly.
But I have some words for her, so I'm going to be, you know, staking out the politician's tent.
Speaking of Sarah Palin, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is backing legislation that would require parental consent for a minor to have an abortion in Alaska. Now, this comes from the Anchorage Daily News. By the way, how many newspapers do you have up there?
You just said a mouthful.
Because, you know, we're losing the Rocky Mountain News today.
Are you really?
After
I haven't seen that. That's terrible.
Yep, 2 months away from 150 years, and it's going down.
And I saw that one of the leading papers in Chicago is going down, and the San Francisco Chronicle's probably going down. What's going to happen when we have no more news?
Which paper in Chicago? Sun-Times?
I don't remember which one. I saw a headline that said that one of them was about to go down.
I don't think it would be, you know, even though the Tribune has...
I think it's still too strong.
Yeah, even though it's filed for Chapter 11 reorganization, I don't think that it's the Tribune.
Right.
I think it may be the Chicago Sun-Times. Anyway, so Palin gets behind this thing, and how popular is this legislation in Alaska?
It's pretty popular. It's so strange, Jay. I feel like a lot of the time, I've already said this sort of jokingly, but a lot of the time it feels like 1988 in Alaska. You know, the fashions aren't quite as fashion forward, even from D.C., which is never known to be a stylistic habitat. But with the legislation this year, it's kind of crazy. The two big legislative pushes this year are to require parental consent for abortion and bring back the death penalty in Alaska. Whereas all over the rest of the country, it's let's put a moratorium on the death penalty until we find out more. And let's come up with as many, if possible, options for young mothers or people who have unwanted pregnancies. And they're doing this really big push to require that all minors get a permission slip from their moms and dads before they're allowed to go to a clinic and terminate a pregnancy. And, you know, this is something that I've looked into a lot. And, you know, a lot of the times, in all honesty, people, young girls, are afraid of what their parents will say, and so they saddle themselves with raising a child or, God forbid, getting rid of a child after they've had it. You know, we had all of those dumpster baby stories back from the late 80s and early 90s, and it can be a big problem. But for some reason, Sarah Palin is taking this up as her new cause.
You know what's weird about this? These are all the anti-choice people, yet the way they act, they don't really live up to it. I mean, you think about it.
Right.
Because you're putting harm in the way of the fetus, basically,
right?
Because or the baby, which is a living human being, because it gets, yeah, you're right, it gets dumped in a dumpster or it gets socially castigated or kids are, you know, teenagers are scared to tell their parents. And in some cases, the parents go berserk and kick the kids out. And, I mean, you got all these problems surrounding this.
Absolutely, and that's why they put into states that finally ended that law, put into place a really strong system of support and counselors. And, you know, it's not like you can just, you know, swan in and do this. You talk to people about your options and what is best in your circumstance, whether it be a parent. But some people don't have very good relationships with their parents. So you talk to teachers or someone else instead. And this law is just so narrow, and, you know, especially... you know, for me, I thought this was kind of strange because there's Alaska's number one in the country for domestic abuse, family abuse, child abuse, and rapes. And so there's all of these really negative factors that are particular to the state that it's just a magnifying glass of some of the problems that exist, you know, elsewhere, that for Sarah Palin to, you know, and the thing is, you really get the feeling that she's doing this not because this is her, you know, cause close to her heart. She's trying to, especially in the wake of Bobby Jindal's disastrous speech, she's really trying to shore up her conservative chops. At CPAC, which was the big conservative convention in Washington this week, they had a straw poll when you walked in saying, who do you want to see on the ticket in 2012? And they're going to announce the answers tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. And, you know, it was in alphabetical order, but Sarah Palin was most definitely on that list.
Boy,
and there
you
were
know,
pictures of her everywhere.
You know, if that's the best they can come up with is Sarah Palin, ooh, I'm like a guy that hasn't eaten in 6 months. I just can't wait to get to the dinner table. All right, speaking of that, how about this? Tom Tancredo disses Jindal. Check this out.
I'm curious your reaction to the Republican governors who have come out in support of President Obama's economic plan and stimulus plan, and they've kind of spoken down to some conservatives who are against it.
Yeah.
Can you comment on that?
Money has a tendency of corrupting politics, but almost more than anything else. And so you can hold on your principles until somebody tries to buy you off. And at a certain point, I guess everybody's for sale, even Republican governors.
And then I have one more. One of those governors who has stood up to the Obama plan,
yeah.
Governor Jindal.
Yeah.
And he's gotten some flack for his performance on the response to Obama. I'm curious what your thoughts on it was.
Great content, lousy delivery. And I'm sorry to say this because I like him a lot. I served with him. Good guy, solid guy. But I think that performance would very well have put the last nail in the coffin as for running for president. Mostly because what we are desperately looking for today in this party is a leader. Bobby Jindal is a great intellect, but his capacity to lead just as bearing is it's not there. At least it wasn't. And not many people are going to get another opportunity to get a second impression. So I'm not saying he can't overcome it, but I'm telling you it's a major obstacle now. And I'm sorry about that because there's a lot of substance there. There's a lot of substance. And but in this business, you need to, unfortunately, oftentimes need more sizzle than steak. I hate to say it, but when I was running for president...
All right, enough. No. We don't want to hear about when you're running for president. But obviously...
Can I just remind you of like a 16-year-old girl who's, you know, being a mean girl to one of her best friends? You know, I love him to pieces, but, you know, and he's such a good guy. He's a solid guy. I served with him. But did you hear how poorly he did? I mean, it was just so snarky.
Well, I mean, he's just... Tancredo's like a helicopter without a rotor blade.
Well, I guess if there's one guy in the world who knows about failed presidential bids.
Yeah, he's one of them.
He's the one to comment on this.
But Governor Jindal. I was debating a conservative talk show host on another radio station, not in this city, but another city. And I kept making him mad by calling him Bobby Jindal, Jindal. He kept saying, no, it's Bobby Jindal. And I wouldn't call him by his real name. But anyway, his speech was an absolute train wreck.
It really was. And I think that, you know, you've got Rush Limbaugh out there trying to spin it. And giving, you know, a leave Britney alone type plea on YouTube saying, you know, leave Bobby alone. And then you've got, you know, a lot of people like Tom Tancredo and other conservatives who are slamming it for the style. But really, what they're missing is that the substance stunk too.
Yeah, the substance stuff is wrong. I mean, they have run totally ideologically out of gas.
Well, there was nothing new there. And there was nothing exciting there. You know, if I were a conservative and looking for new, fresh ideas to have something that I could believe in as much as my liberal friends could believe in Barack Obama or my moderate friends believe in Barack Obama, if you're searching for that, you know, just getting those same platitudes and the, well, you know, just believe in the American spirit and everything will be okay. Like, you're not going to say that's what I want to believe in. That's what I am joining up with,
well,
no matter what your ideological stripes.
The polls show that, I mean, they show that the public is not buying what these guys are pushing, yet they keep pushing the same stuff.
Well, it reminds me a lot of the Republican response to Hurricane Katrina, honestly, where you had President Bush and others saying everything is fine, we got everybody out of there, when you could flip a channel and watch, you know, people standing on rooftops and still in a lot of trouble. You know, the Republicans are saying everything's going to be okay. Don't listen to what Obama is saying and what the Democrats in Congress are saying. You know, just believe in yourself. Where people are saying, okay, have you seen my medical bills this month? Have you seen my grocery bill? I can't go on vacation, and not only that, I can't afford my house anymore. So people can listen to what the Republicans are saying, but they got a stack of bills on their kitchen counter that are telling them a completely different and very personal story, you know?
Oh, then Jindal says also, I'm not taking that 1% of the stimulus package, but the 1% happens to be for extending unemployment. And they're losing, what, 405 jobs a day in that state?
All right. A day.
Hang on, and we'll come back to Anchorage, Alaska here shortly and find out about the winter, whoever, what it is, carnival. Am I making you mad, Christy?
You know, not yet, but you keep it up there, buddy.
Yeah, John says he's coming.
Okay.
He wants to play golf in the winter.
Christy, Jay lived in Milwaukee.
Well, then he shouldn't be making
exactly.
fun of my quaint winter pursuit.
Yeah, Milwaukee.
A lot of fun.
Milwaukee sucked too. All right.
Well,
hang on.
Together, I won't tell you about the outhouse races, but we'll talk about that when we get.
Oh, that's
outhouse. Oh, outhouse races, please.
Yes, sir.
All right, hang on.
See, that's my kind of deal. It sounds like Snowdown, like the kind of winter festival they had in down in Durango. Love those winter festivals.
Did they have outhouse races?
Probably something. They had the downhill dummy.
Unbelievable.
You know what the downhill dummy is?
Yes.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
You're a California kid, so I didn't know if you knew that.
8:19, 19 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Now here's the downhill or uphill traffic.
Jay, stop and go in a couple different areas for us right now. Southbound 225 from Parker Road down to I-25. Also on eastbound 270 there from 25 to Vasquez. Several accidents popping up on the screen, though, now. This one, brand new, northbound 25, just south of 6th Avenue, seeing the brakes being hit back around Lincoln. Also a crash northbound 225 near Alameda. On the surface street crashes, got a couple rollovers, Orchard in Quebec, one at Holly and Arapahoe. Also these crashes, Santa Fe and Alameda, a car versus motorcycle crash, Bellevue and Yosemite, and finally two vehicles involved in a little accident eastbound Hamden near Broadway. So it is kind of messy out there. Don't know what's going on with everybody, but several accidents around the metro. Your forecast mostly cloudy, good chance for snow. Highs will be...
TurboTax presents a message from Ulysses S. Grant.
Hey there, I'm that handsome devil on the $50 bill, and I want to tell you how you can do your taxes without spending me. Just go to TurboTax.com, because now you can do your simple federal return for free with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. After all, if you're going to spend me, I'd like you to spend me on something nice, like dinner at a restaurant of my choosing.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get the Federal Free Edition at TurboTax.com.
Did you know that the XL Solar Rewards rebate combined with Independent Power Systems community pricing discount can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 50%? Join IPS, the Coors Field Solar Experts, for a free seminar about creating a solar community, Wednesday, March 4th, 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch Northridge Rec Center. RSVP at solarips.com/Northridge. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
Days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Why does this cough make me feel like my lungs are going to come out of my chest?
Robitussin knows one of the ways your body clears itself of mucus is by coughing. That's why Robitussin DM Max is formulated with a double dose of the medicine that helps your body clear away mucus compared to Robitussin DM, and it helps control your cough. Robitussin knows the relief you need. Robitussin DM Max. Double the strength against mucus for a reason. Use as directed.
AM 760 is moving Tom Hartman.
Come on. Keep going.
No, we're not moving Tom. We're moving his show. You told us what you wanted to hear in the Progressive Forum on AM760.net. And starting Monday, it's Tom Hartman.
Me!
Afternoons 1 to 4 on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
A little more J.J. Kale there. It's got a brand new CD out called Roll On. Chance of snow, about 40%. High, 40, 8:24, 24 minutes after the hour. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. She is Director of Strategic Communications at the Center and serves as editor of Mic Check. And she really knows, I'm speaking like Sarah Palin does at church. She doesn't need any introduction. Because we all know her. We all love her. Even though she's cold-blooded. Because she's living in Anchorage.
I stay pretty warm, I promise you.
What's the Anchorage paper like?
It could be a little bit better. There's always, you know, my favorite was a couple of weeks ago, they were trying to talk about changes at the NAACP, and the headline read, Big Changes at the NCAA. Of course... And they had to run my favorite correction of all time. We regret to our error in calling the NAACP the NCAA.
Who wrote that headline? Sarah Palin?
It was, they can never get the millions and the billions thing right for the stimulus package, which makes me crazy. But other than that, you know, it's very good for local news.
How's the talk radio sound up there?
It's pretty good. There's, of course, you know, your big, strong conservative station, and then you're on a weaker channel progressive station, but it's still there, and it still gets out there, and they've got some good shows on it. Their afternoon lady, Cece, was actually mentioned by Nation Magazine as one of the top progressive voices and influences in the country. So, you know, it's you make do with what you have, and we've got a lot. It's okay.
Do you ever appear on the progressive station there?
I do. When Cece's out of town or doing something, I'll take the reins for her show.
Is she the only live show on the whole station?
No, they have a morning show, but I did the morning thing for a while.
Yeah, the morning show doesn't quite make
like
it, does it?
Up early.
Oh, really? So you were doing it for a while, then you told them, like, I just can't do this.
Well, if you remember, I was doing a morning show back in 2005. I did one for a year with Bill Press, and it just was a little too much for me. Girl needs her beauty sleep.
Yeah, but then you had other jobs on top of it.
Well, exactly.
I mean, if this was the only thing you did, it would only make you half insane.
That's true.
Like it has me. All right, one more here.
Sure.
Rummy the movie critic.
I know. This is great. Someone noticed that Donald Rumsfeld, and I don't know what hotel it was, but he was staying in some hotel, and they noticed that on his bill it popped up that he had watched W. And they, you know, that's the Oliver Stone movie about George W. Bush, with Josh Brolin as George W. Bush. And so reporters from Washington Whispers, which is the political gossip column in U.S. News and World Report, called him and asked him, you know, what'd you think of the movie? And Rummy said, it was funny. Not the movie, but the fact that I saw it. And I guess he was really embarrassed that he got busted renting a movie that, A, wasn't incredibly positive about the Bush administration, but, B, there was actually some guy in it playing Donald Rumsfeld. I thought that was pretty funny. That's what Rummy does in his spare time.
Yeah, I think that was pretty funny. Did you see the movie?
I haven't seen it yet.
What?
I'm waiting for it. Well, it didn't really come out up here for very long, and I just missed the week that it was here. So I'm waiting for it to come to either on demand or my Netflix list.
They have Netflix in Anchorage?
They have yeah, it's really fast, too.
You're kidding me.
We're cutting edge, baby.
All right, before we go, what is this carnival again?
Okay, this is the Fur Rendezvous, and it used to be the trappers would all come down to Anchorage once a year to sell their wares, and it turned into a big party and a big carnival, and now it's the big, you know, three-week-long carnival to kick off the start of the Iditarod. So this weekend is the big start. Tonight is the Jim Beam Jam, which is the ball.
So is this when all these people go out there and get drunk?
And, well, I think it's the only official party that I've seen that warns you about getting drunk and then stumbling on your way home because you can die from the cold. And so tomorrow I'm really looking forward to the reindeer races, and the outhouse races look pretty fun too.
What in the heck are the outhouse races?
Well, from what I can tell so far, it's not quite as strange as it sounds, because I had the same reaction. I think it's sort of like a soapbox derby. But instead of building a soapbox, you build these outhouses on wheels.
Okay.
I think it sounds awesome. I am so excited.
How long are you going to spend in Anchorage, by the way?
A couple years.
Oh, and then
I was back in D.C. for a couple of weeks, and it was nice to be back home. But, you know, I'm kind of enjoying the adventure. This is different for me. I'm an East Coast girl. It's a little bit of a transplant.
So after you're done with your station here, you're going to go to the North Pole?
Probably. Or, you know... I hear there might be an ice floe or two left still in Antarctica.
Not
down there before global warming.
Yeah, there won't be any. There won't be any ice floes if the Republicans have their way. I can tell you right now. All right, Christy, I'm not going to harsh your mellow. Have a good time, but we'll have to get a report about the Fur Rendezvous next week.
Absolutely, and I think that you and Donald Rumsfeld should start your own show where you just do movie reviews. I think that would be fantastic. You like movies? He likes movies? It's my new plan for you, Jay.
Yeah, I need a second career. Actually, what I really need is a first career. All right, Christy, thanks a bunch.
Thanks. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. There's Christy Harvey and Gone Like the Wind. John, did you want to talk to her off the air?
No, I usually try to say goodbye and thank you to our guests, but sometimes your finger hits the off button.
Well, call her back up.
No, there's certain people, I've kind of noticed there's certain people where you just hit the off button. You know, they just know it's like, you know, goodbye. And then there's people you do throw on hold for me. She's like, well, you know, like Michael Spear, you just hit the off button. Christy Harvey's the off button. Sirota's the off button.
Sirota's way off. He's not here. He hasn't been here in 2 weeks.
Is he going to get a gig on MSNBC?
I don't know, man. I guess they're talking to him.
Wow. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome for Dave.
Maybe he can have us on.
To talk about what?
I don't know. If I were him, I wouldn't get near us.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord. 8:31, 31 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, what?
There's the Golden Touch, and then there's the Marvin Turk Touch. You know?
That's what people at home would be doing. All right, what's traffic look like?
Well, Jay, traffic is kind of a bear for us this late in the morning. We've got this crash northbound I-25 near Alameda, causing some pretty good backups around to Emerson Street. Really slow speeds there as well. Southbound side starting to shape up. No accidents there, but we do have several crashes on the surface streets. A couple rollovers, or actually one just was cleaned up, so now we're just working one here, Orchard and Quebec. Also in Inglewood, an accident southbound Broadway at Quincy. Other ones to look out for, accident eastbound Hamden near Broadway, Santa Fe and Alameda, and Alameda and Clinton. That's near Havana Street. Your forecast, colder with increased clouds and scattered snow showers. Our high should be close to 40 degrees. Downtown, currently checking in at 30. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Shake off the winter blues with hot pink, lemon yellow, or deep sea turquoise towels from Walmart. Mainstay's bath towels are only $3.
It's time to save at JCPenney with Night and Day Doorbusters, Friday 3 p.m. till close and Saturday 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Women's dresses are $34.99. Men's St. John's Bay sports shirts and knit tops are $12.99. And all sheets and towels are 50% off. Plus, save $20, $15, and $10 when you use Friday and Saturday bonus coupons. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends February 28th.
Okay, so you're thinking about finishing your bachelor's or getting your master's degree, but you just can't help wondering how to fit it in with all your family and job responsibilities. Of course, you probably also wondered about finishing your degree online, but then that just led to more wonders about whether online degrees really have the credibility you need, and that big wonder about where the money is going to come from to pay for one in these tough economic times. Wow, that's a lot of wonders. Good thing for you, there's csuglobal.org. That's because CSU Global is the online campus of Colorado State University, where you can take an accredited, affordable bachelor's or master's degree program in the convenience of your own home on your own schedule and get the credibility that comes with a CSU degree along with it. And the whole wonder about how to pay for it? Well, that's no wonder at all, because CSU Global tuition is affordable, and there are a number of scholarships and financial aid options if you need them. Stop wondering and start finishing your degree with affordable, accredited online degree programs at csuglobal.org or by calling 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Bladeless LASIK at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Smartphones, hybrid cars, fuel cells.
5 years ago, today's technologies, today's trends, sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans, carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst, notionologist, global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass, the Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future, any future.
EcoCities, nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Businessweek and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season opera tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future-proof. Call 303-871-3200.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269.
720-981-4269. No lion on the horizon. New U2. 8:37, 37 minutes after the hour, AM 760, a progressive talk, chance of snow, high today 40, about a 40% chance that that's going to happen. Here's some email from AM760.net. This is back on the coyote thing. Hi, Jay, I usually agree with you, but not today. I believe Ellie is correct and Greenwich Village is wrong. I have two dogs and love them, but I believe we can coexist. I also agree that if one comes into your yard, we should be able to shoot it, but not kill them. It's wrong. They are important to the ecosystem, and we are the ones that came into their habitat. If it's too much for you, do not move into an open green space. Well, you know what? That's a good point. Can't refute that. Just a quick note on your coyote dialogue this morning. First, the pronunciation of the word, which I don't understand which word. What word is he talking about here?
Well, you call him coyote, right?
Coyote.
Yeah, and some people call him coyote.
Yeah, but coyotes. Coyote.
But they are both actually correct. So
that's exactly right.
I've gone over this a million times with people. Both are actually correct.
That's exactly right. You're right about that. Second is a very Republican way of looking at the issue. All aliens should be deported. All coyotes should be shot. The statement is equal? No, I don't think so. I listen to you most days, but today you said the statement, I don't believe it. Have a great day. Well, thanks. I mean, this is from Tom. Thanks. You don't have to agree with me. I never said anybody else had to agree with me. But once again, I'm sorry, but coyotes are not equal to human beings. All right, well, what would you do if a guy attacked you? What would you do with him? You'd fend him off any way you could, right? You wouldn't let him loose on the public. As I said, maybe a way to get around this is to round him up and just take him someplace.
Ross, another call in and said that you sound like Gunny Bob on this issue.
Oh, jeez. You know
what? Isn't that a low blow?
Obviously. I mean, obviously, it's a low blow. But, of course, you know, that's how it goes. The minute you don't agree with somebody, then that's what comes out. You know my answer to that is, what are you doing listening to him in the first place? Let's go to Dan in Champaign. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Okay, man, how are you?
Not too bad. I wanted to talk about newspapers, but real quick, I was scanning the net. I suppose you already know this. Norm Van Leer and Johnny Red Kerr both died this last week.
I saw the deal about Norm Van Leer. I sure did.
Okay, all right.
Hey, since you're in this part, you're that part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said that either the Tribune or the Chicago Sun-Times is going to drop out. Which one?
Well, I have no idea. I mean, I'm down in Champaign, Illinois, but I hope it's not the Sun-Times because I work for one of their smaller papers.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Forget that topic. Let's move on to the next one.
Well,
The former governor of the state of Colorado, Bill Owens, has walked in.
How are you?
Mr. Trailhead.
Nice to see you.
All right.
So
I can be
on
hang on. Just sit down. Okay. Thanks. Just sit down there. We'll open up the mic. What are you doing here? What are you doing here?
What am I doing here?
No, I mean, are you on somebody's show? Pull that close to you. You know how to do this.
I just came in to say hello. How are you?
I'm okay. Whose show are you sitting in for?
I'm sitting in for Mike Rose at 850 KOA at 9 o'clock.
What happened to him? Where is he?
He's out of town. How are you?
Gee,
why the third degree?
Jeez, does he have any money to get out of town? No, I'm just
chill
kidding.
A little bit. Just relax.
I know. You and I, you know how I feel. But it's okay. But it's okay.
Friday morning. It's going to be the weekend.
Yeah, but it's going to snow today, baby.
That's an expensive watch you have on. Plus some jewelry you wear in.
Expensive watch? Nothing. How much do you think this watch cost?
Hundreds. Look at that. How are you?
I'm doing good. What about you?
Is that a polo shirt? Jeez, you must be doing pretty well here at 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, talk to Mary about this watch. She bought it for me for Christmas.
You give Mary my best. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
You're looking nice and skinny.
I'm trying, but I've gained weight again.
Is that right? Well, you're looking good.
Yeah, what you been up to?
Just working hard. Going to do the Rosen Show this morning, and just thought I'd stop by and see how you're doing.
Well, when you're not doing the Rosen Show, what are you doing?
You know, I'm in a number of businesses. I'm on some corporate boards. I'm working with, I'm just doing a lot of things in the private sector.
Do you like that, or would you rather serve in public office?
Nope. If I wanted to serve in public office, I'd be in public office.
No chance of you running for Senate?
Nope. Don't want to run for the Senate.
You don't want to run for anything?
Nope.
Really?
You know, it's odd. And, well, Jay, you look at a Bill Armstrong or a Tim Worth, Hank Brown, lots of guys in their 50s had done well, could have continued to do well, and just chose to do something else. I love the private sector. I did it for 24 years. No, if I had wanted to run for something, I would have run for the Senate when Ken Salazar did, or would have run this time for Mark Udall's seat.
Hmm. Well, you know how you and I ideologically disagree, but we can still be friends.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Used to be.
So I got on you about one issue. You know what that issue is. You got to get away from that, man.
From what?
Let's not start this. Okay. We don't want open warfare on the radio here.
Okay.
So you have no desire. Do you like the idea that people don't? Not that they don't know you, because they do know you, because they know your face, but that it's not like when you were governor that you had this whole contingency of people around you.
Yeah, I do. I like not having, and I love the state troopers. They protected me just as they're protecting Governor Ritter, but it's nice to be private. And I am well known, but everybody's nice, and it's good to have served and to know that you did a good job and be able to go and do something else. So anyway.
Well, what do you think of, can we do just an eyedropper worth of politics here?
Just a touch.
Okay,
luckily,
I don't have to go there
if I don't want to.
That's right. You don't. Which means you and I can be friends and we don't have to discuss politics.
Absolutely.
You'll be my only conservative friend. About
boy, what a narrow life you lead. I've got a ton of liberal friends.
I'm just kidding.
God, the Hickenloopers, the Romanoffs, Salazar, they're all buddies of mine.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
You're touchy, aren't you?
Who's your second conservative friend?
All right, now listen. Listen. What about Bobby Jindal?
Uh-huh.
Or Jindal, or whatever his name is?
Uh-huh.
What'd you think of that speech?
I didn't watch it. I watched the president's, but I didn't watch the response. They took a commercial break, and I was out of there.
Boy, you have become laid back.
Normally,
I would ask you that question. You'd have an immediate answer.
Sure, and when I was governor, I would have watched it, and I would have because I would have needed to and needed to have a... But I watched the president's speech and didn't watch Governor Jindal's.
That's another thing about not being in office.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to sit there and constantly digest the news.
I don't have to be ready on any subject at any time. There's whole subjects now that I just read the headline on.
I
still follow policy and politics very closely, but not obviously as much as when I was governor. I'd read both papers. Now we only have one, but I'd read both papers cover to cover every day. And I'd read many other statewide papers. And now I don't read them as closely.
When you were the governor, what time does your day start?
You know, 6, nothing inordinate. I mean, I know how early you must get up, and I still get up around 6.
How much time did you spend having to read all this stuff?
You know, I lived in the suburbs, and so it was about a 40-minute, 35-minute commute, and I'd read the papers on the way in and read them on the way out. So it was, you know, but yeah, you'd... And when I said cover to cover, I'd skip the arts and entertainment occasionally, but I'd read the news, plus I'd read the sports.
You know the two things that you never did for me?
What's that?
One, you never invited me to the mansion.
I never pardoned you, despite those many requests on that little issue that's in your past that we won't talk about today.
Oh, sure, that I like Che Guevara. I don't care. And also,
I can't believe you like Che Guevara.
Sure. And also,
liking Adolf Hitler.
Oh, now let's not do this.
Oh, God.
Let's not go there. Yeah, you
mass,
know what? We're not going to start.
A mass murderer.
No, it comes
Guevara.
In and starts
yeah.
this.
He has a great T-shirt.
Let's not. Why are you starting?
Okay, I'll bail back out. But
you know, you told me to relax. I don't like everything he did.
Well, yeah, like the thousands of murders, but setting them aside.
Okay, I could bring up some sensitive things and I won't do it.
Listen, incidentally, I do have to run because I have to get ready for...
Okay, one last question.
Sure,
One last question. You didn't name the rest stop on I-25 for me.
You know,
I can't get that name for me,
you know,
no matter who's in office.
Ask Governor Ritter, too.
I have asked him. He goes, well, I'll have to look into it.
I didn't name it after Mike Rosen either, so...
Oh, did he ask?
Well, no, but...
I asked.
Well, maybe I need it named after me.
You have plenty of things named after
you. I don't have anything
you.
Named after me, but I...
They'll name a highway or something
once
after
I'm
you.
Once I'm dead. What fun is that? Jay, great to be back with you.
Well,
see you soon.
You know what? You need to come on the show. We need to do a couple hours of debate.
My office just a few blocks from here.
Really?
A couple hours.
Never invited me over there either.
it's whiny Jay Day today.
don't want to be seen in public.
Tell Mary I said hello. Have a great weekend. We've got the Lakers in town tonight. Rascal Flatt in tomorrow. Have a great weekend.
You're so hip, Bill.
I'm missing the Lakers, but I'm going to be at Pepsi Center. Friend has tickets to Rascal Flatt. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right.
Rascal Are you going to be like you're going to be like in a like a suite?
Nope, in just in the nosebleed seats. Have a great morning.
See ya.
Thanks, Jay.
Don't tune over and listen to him either. Stay here. Oh, you want to have me as a guest over there on your show? Oh, see, naturally, and he leaves. He just doesn't want to be associated with me. Well, we don't agree on anything. That's probably why. All right, let's go back to the phones, and here's Alice in Longmont. Where is Alice? Oh, there she is. Alice, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay, and thanks for having me. What I wanted to call in and say is people that think that these cows are not dangerous are crazy. We put up with them now for about 30 years. We live out in kind of an open space area, and we woke up, I guess, about 6 o'clock Sunday morning to the tune of about at least 10 or 16 of them.
I got to interrupt you and I got to read this.
Okay.
So Mary sends me an email.
Okay.
Do these people feel the same way about snakes?
Yes.
So yes. You're saying, Alice, you're saying they're dangerous.
Yes, they are. We, years ago, about 20 years ago, I was trying to raise some ducks out here. And darned if I didn't see any peace. We were raising ducks and chickens, and those things were so aggravating. We had to put the ducks up every night. Well, I yelled at them. I always yell at them every night that I hear them. And, you know, haze them or yell at them or whatever they we need to do. Well, the darn ducks, I put them up one night, and here they came out. They're standing out by the fence out here yelling to come in. Well, I yelled at them that night. Well, the next day I get up and I go out. They were back the following night, and they had brought in, I guess, about three or four or even five more of them. And, but Sunday morning was the most I have ever heard, and there must have been 10 or 15 out there about 6 o'clock in the morning. And what they do is when they want to attack somebody, if the object is too big, they just bring in their buddies. And I wonder sometimes if these things aren't rabid. Because
if you get bit by one, you got to go through that that shot regimen, which is really painful.
I know it. And I tell you, I feel sorry for anybody that has. Now, we don't have cats or any small dogs anymore on account of them. And I feel sorry for anybody that's got a cat or any kind of pet up here.
All right, Alice. I appreciate it. I got to go get some traffic, but thank you for your perspective. I really appreciate it. There are going to be a lot of people that aren't going to agree with you and I, but hey, agree or disagree, everybody's welcome here. Thanks,
okay.
Alice.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. It's 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk, who's building his entry in the outhouse races in Anchorage.
That's right, Jay. I'm a champion, too, at that. An outhouse racing champion.
Okay.
No Iditarod, but it's second best.
Well, it beats a spilled load, doesn't it?
It sure does. No spilled loads on the highways out there, Stacy. Just a crash northbound I-25 near Alameda. Causing some stop-and-go conditions, though, back to Downing Street Bridge. Tough going northbound into downtown. Southbound side starting to recover. May hit the brakes there around 70, but will loosen up after Spear Boulevard. Two crashes on the surface streets, southbound Broadway at Quincy, and one eastbound Hamden near Broadway. Your forecast, mostly cloudy. Good chance for snow. Highs around 40. Also going to be windy. Right now, 30 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Whether you're in the market to finance or lease equipment, buy a business, or manage your business cash flow, Colorado State Bank and Trust has the right...
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Smartphones. Hybrid cars. Fuel cells.
5 years ago, today's technologies, today's trends, sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans. Carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst. Notionologist. Global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass. The Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future. Any future.
EcoCities. Nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Businessweek and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season offer tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future proof. Call 303-871-3200.
Has activism become terrorism? Is violence in the name of change ever justified? And is apathy better or worse? The performance of Underground by the David Dorfman Dance, using the 1960s as a starting point, answers these questions and explores political activism and the activities that surrounded the Days of Rage and the Weather Underground. See the performance at the Newman Center for the Performing Arts, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. Visit Ticketmaster.com or call 303-871-7720.
It's time to save at JCPenney with Night and Day Doorbusters, Friday 3 p.m. till close and Saturday 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Women's dresses are $34.99. Men's St. John's Bay sports shirts and knit tops are $12.99. And all sheets and towels are 50% off. Plus, save $20, $15, and $10 when you use Friday and Saturday bonus coupons. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends February 28th.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
I've 3333.
Cajun moon, what does your power lie as you move across the southern sky? You took my brain way too soon.
8:55, 55 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, chance of snow 40%. High today, 40 degrees. All right, I'll end this whole coyote discussion right now. I think that every coyote ought to be rounded up and gassed. Give them the pipe. That's what I say. Okay. Now back to Dan. Thank you, Dan, for holding on. Go ahead.
Wow, I got to follow that.
Sounds like the old me, doesn't it?
Not as bad as you were 20 years ago or 15 years ago.
Yeah, I was pretty bad back then.
I was going to talk about the newspapers a little bit. I don't know if I disagree with you, but I wonder if their downfall has more to do with, and the Rocky Mountain News, I'm not speaking about them because I don't know anything about that paper, but I wonder if their downfall has more to do with the corporate feel now instead of the mom and pop people that used to own them. You know, when the mom and pops used to own them, the people actually cared about the towns. Now you might have somebody living in Cincinnati running a paper in New Jersey. And they don't know anything about the town.
Yeah, you know what I think? I think this. And I think this has to do with anything in the communications or anything in America or the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you present really great content, people will go find it.
Right.
If you don't, they won't. And I think that if you look at the newspapers in this day and age, 90%, or at least, I don't know, 70%, 75% is all repeated wire coverage.
That's exactly right. I mean, I work in sports, obviously, and, you know, I think to succeed, the newspapers have to present something that's not presented elsewhere. You brought up radio, and I'm going to bring them up. You guys had to face Sirius Satellite, right? I mean, how did you overcome that?
Well, because Sirius Satellite's operating model is bad, but with us, the problem is, with us, you could make the argument that we're not as attractive as we used to be because we run too much syndication. Look at WLS. It's all It's all syndication. Hey, Dan, I got to go, man. I appreciate the call.
Okay, talk to you later.
Stay warm. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Bill Johnson, the Rocky Mountain News, on the last day of the Rocky Mountain News.
What's great about the iPhone is that if you want to listen to AM 760 while you're away from your radio, there's an app for that. Yep, on AM760.net. It's Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone.
You can't get out of debt because the credit card companies won't let you. That's right, they just won't let you. They've got a slick system that keeps you in debt until you're old and gray, but now there's a system that destroys debt. Hi, I'm Tony Manganiello, publisher of the Debt-Free and Prosperous Living System, and I'll send you my powerful free tape revealing how easy it is if you call today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
When you owe people money, they own you. My system takes all the money you're paying to make the credit card companies rich and redirects it into making you rich.
In 8 months, my credit cards were paid off.
You can do the same guaranteed, no matter how much money you make or how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. Call now for your free tape. 1-800-900-1484. For your free tape, call 1-800-900-1484. 1-800-900-1484.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. From bad to worse, the Commerce Department says the economy contracted even more sharply than analysts had predicted during the fourth quarter, shrinking at an annual rate of 6.2%. Economist Peter Morici says there is nothing to cheer about.
These are very disappointing numbers. We knew the economy was contracting, but it's contracting even more than we expected. We can expect a lot more unemployment. It's headed for at least 9%, maybe 10, and the stimulus package won't be enough to turn this around by itself.
After days of intense negotiations, the government says it will increase its stake in Citigroup to as much as 36% in a move to shore up the struggling bank's foundation. Customers may not notice anything different, but banking analyst Bert Ely says Citigroup could radically change with Uncle Sam having a stronger hand in the business.
The government will now be better positioned to exercise
more control over Citi as it deals with its problems.
The Obama administration will rescind a controversial order put in place during the final days of the Bush administration. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato in Washington.
Nick, that order strengthened protections for medical providers who refuse to provide abortions and other reproductive services. A senior health and human services official tells CBS News President Obama believes it created confusion and would curtail family planning and contraception, increasing unwanted pregnancies. The official says next week a new rule will be published. The public then would have 30 days to comment. The change would head off legal suits challenging the Bush order. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Well, the president, within the hour, lays out his plans for pulling U.S. forces out of Iraq. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer joins us live from Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Nick, thousands of troops are here in the field house at the biggest East Coast Marine base waiting to hear from the commander-in-chief. President Obama will set a deadline of August next year for most combat troops to leave Iraq. That's about 3 months past the date that he promised during the campaign. Military commanders simply wanted more time to support the Iraqi military and the government there. An estimated 50,000 troops will remain to search for terrorists and protect Americans. 8,000 of the Marines here, by the way, will be part of the buildup that the president has ordered in Afghanistan. Live at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, science says it's taken another step in its understanding of human evolution. It comes with the discovery of what are believed to be the oldest human footprints. Brian Richmond at George Washington University says these footprints are different than older impressions that have been discovered.
These footprints we found 1.5 million years ago show evidence of this efficient human-like way of walking. So the footprint shows an arch in the foot, and that arch has a spring ligament that helps recapture the energy from every step.
In Bangladesh, hundreds of border guards have been rounded up following a two-day mutiny that left at least 40 people dead. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is off 68 points and the NASDAQ down 3. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. You know, there's never been a better time to own my new Orrick XL, because now the Orrick you've always wanted has a new low price. The amazingly powerful, incredibly lightweight new Orrick XL starts at only $299. Try it risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it. Call 1-877-ORRICK-21. That's 1-877-ORRICK-21. Or visit Orrick.com to find the Orrick store closest to you.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update.
Well, I mean, I hate that this day ever arrived.
Rocky Mountain News editor John Temple on the newspaper's closing. The Rocky shutting its doors after putting out its final edition this morning.
People are, you know, in grief, and they're very, very upset.
Rocky owner E.W. Scripps had been looking for a buyer for several months, hoping to salvage the paper and the jobs of 230 people. Reporter Lynn Bartles, one of the lucky ones, picked up by the Denver Post.
It's still strange, except one thing. It's still journalism, and I believe in journalism. I mean, I talked to people about higher paying jobs, but I just really believe in newspapers. I believe in telling stories.
Ed Sealover, a reporter covering his own dismissal, but keeping a positive attitude.
People who know what they're doing journalist-wise, and I've learned more and done more in this time than I think I have in any other time in my career.
Rocky subscribers begin receiving the Post tomorrow. Along with some of the Rocky's editors and writers, the Post also will incorporate all of the news comics in many of its puzzles. The Rocky Mountain News first went to press on a Saturday in April 1859 in the headlines, A Debate Between a Man Named Abraham Lincoln and Stephen A. Douglas. Newspaper industry analyst John Morton says Denver's been the exception to the rule.
Two newspaper towns have been over for a long time. They've only survived with a couple of exceptions in cities like Denver and Seattle that have joint operating agencies.
Morton says once the Rocky announced how much money it was losing, there was no hope to find a buyer. A man is dead after an officer-involved shooting late last night near 5th and Lafayette. Witnesses say they heard six gunshots last night around 10:30. Authorities say an officer tried to stop a man for speeding. The suspect crashed his vehicle, and when the officer approached, the suspect gunned the engine. The officer fired several shots in self-defense. NFL free agency underway in sports, and the Broncos busy. The Rocks take on the LA Angels in spring training this afternoon, and the Nuggets host the Lakers tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Other than a late accident on the northbound side of I-25 near Alameda, that should be out of the way shortly if it's not already gone. We're looking at a great trip as things are winding down. No problems to report on the turnpike or on 270 across Commerce City. Speeds there have gotten back to normal. Couple surface street wrecks. Both of these are being mopped up. Hampton and Broadway, and the other one's on Broadway at Quincy. High Country. It's going to be wet, sloppy, and slick in spots west to Georgetown to Eagle. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford Explorer in your driveway for just $16,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
AM 760 is moving Tom Hartman.
Come on. Keep going.
Uh-oh. No, we're not moving Tom. We're moving his show. You told us what you wanted to hear in the Progressive Forum on AM760.net. And starting today, it's Tom Hartman.
Me!
Afternoons 1 to 4 on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay.
What is it with the volume today?
Okay. All right. I lied about the Coyotes. I admit it. I lied about it. I wouldn't gas anybody. I lied about it. I'm just scared that they would come after my dogs. That's all. And I don't know how you coexist with an animal that is traditionally a predator. But I wouldn't do that. I'm not that bad. All right, 9:08, 8 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. 40% chance of snow. High today of around 40. Today is the last day of the Rocky Mountain News. 2 months more, and they would have reached 150 years. On the line, one of my favorite columnists, very talented guy, Bill Johnson. Bill, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jay.
And you're one of the first guys that ever mentioned me in the newspaper in a positive light. I also want to mention that for a fact. Back in those days, I used to get drubbed by Dusty and Joanne all the time, but you were the first person to ever write anything positive about me.
Well, you talk about real stuff, Jay.
Well, I appreciate that. All right. You've been with the Rocky Mountain News now for how many years? 20?
No. I've been here almost 13 years. August would have been 13 years.
All right. And where did you come from before here?
The Orange County Register. California. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Okay, I'm putting this together now. I remember this because we had a big long talk about Orange County.
Yes.
How do you feel today?
Well, I start work at the Post tomorrow, or today.
Oh, they picked you up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And, you know, it still feels like, it's like I wrote today. It still feels like, it's like somebody died. And it's probably not going to be the same, I'm very fortunate that I get to keep writing. That's a good thing. But, man, all the people who I've worked with all those 13 years, a lot of them, most of them, almost all of them, not as lucky as me, and they're wondering, what their future is going to be, and I've been on that end of the stick when I was in L.A. at the Herald Examiner, same thing.
Did you work at the Herald Examiner?
Yeah, I went down with the ship there. Yeah, I was assistant city editor there. That was back in 89, I can't remember.
I remember that paper. That was owned by the Hearst Corporation, was it not?
Yeah, yes.
And they used to be kind of like, if it bleeds, it leads.
That's what made it so fun. I mean, I had young people. Tina was one of my people. Tina Griego was one of my reporters, and, you know, young, right out of school, she was. And we had a whole crew of those guys, and they just ran roughshod over the L.A. Times. We didn't make any money, which is why we went out of business, but it was really, really good newspaper, sort of like the Rocky.
Yeah, well, it was kind of like the L.A. Times was kind of the stuffed shirt paper.
Yes.
And the Herald Examiner was the afternoon, get-down, get-gritty newspaper.
And people loved it for that. You know, if you wanted the highbrow stuff, you went to the L.A. Times. If you wanted to know the latest murder, scandal, whatever, you went to the Herald Examiner. That was such a fun job. And as you can see, that, you know, those jobs are getting scarce every day. We're scarce every day.
Does it worry you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, even the paper I'm going to is, you know, they're in debt. You know, there's no guarantee about in the journalism business anymore. I never thought I'd see this day. But, yeah, I mean, who knows, you know, in a year, 2 years, 5 years, same thing happened. You know, I don't know. It's really scary being a newspaper reporter. My son sent me an email this morning saying that he read that there were 30,000 journalists out of work right now, and that how lucky a man I was. And I was like, yeah, but that's sort of like, you know, being on the last lifeboat off the Titanic. Yeah, you're lucky, but look, geez, look at the carnage around you.
Yeah, see, we're going through the same thing in radio, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ton of people out of work. There's no place to go. We're being swallowed up by technology. Do you think part of the Rockies' problem is that technology swallowed it up?
I think that the newspaper industry cut its own throat by giving the information away for free. People who write to me to rag me more often than not, they'll know every single word that I write. And how they hate it. Well, you know everything, but you don't pay for it. And we get more hits on the internet than we do, you know, drive papers hitting the driveway. So why are we giving it away for free? I mean, they pay me money to go get it. So why at the end of the day do we give it away for free? You know, I've never understood that. From the day it started, I've never understood that. You know, and newspapers are going to have to get away from that. There's an intrinsic value in local news, in any kind of news, you know, and we give it away. It
yeah.
Doesn't make sense to me.
9:13, 13 minutes after 9 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Bill Johnson from the Rocky Mountain News, soon to be with the Denver Post. I once asked somebody high up in the newspaper business who I know why it is that the major newspapers in this country didn't band together and go to a system where, all right, you want to look at it online, you got to pay for it, lock it up. But I was told that that wouldn't work.
I don't know. I've never understood that, Jay. I'm probably just not that smart, you know. But if people feel that there's a value in learning about what goes on in their community, they'll pay for it. I mean, that's been the model of newspapering since it began. You know, you pay your subscription, you got your news.
Right, exactly. Well, it's the old idea that no matter where it is, if you provide compelling content, people will seek it out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the camera is going to start charging for their website, to get onto their website. I read the camera every day, and I'm going to pay for it. You know?
Yeah.
Newsday is talking about doing the same thing.
Newsday is also another newspaper that's in trouble.
Right. Right, and newspaper. The problem is we're newspaper people. We're not very smart business people, and as a result, we're in this fix that we can't seem to get our arms around and fix and hold it. And it's really scary, just from the standpoint of people have to be informed. You know, people need to be informed, and this whole business of you know, the messenger day after day dropping by the wayside. It's not, in my view, in the big view, that's not good for the country.
No, I agree.
Not just because I need to get a paycheck, but because that cannot be healthy for this country.
Yeah, I agree. Well, it's stifling informational flow, and it's stifling the democratic process, because there's no media to hold check on public officials, because that's all drying up.
At state house after state house, for the number of reporters has dwindled to almost nothing. That's not a good thing. That is not a good thing. That's a horrible, that's a scary thing.
It is scary. It is scary. How many years you have in this business?
I'm sorry?
How many years have you been in the newspaper business?
I've been getting calls with my daughter. 31 years. I went to work right out of college.
Yeah, I've been in this 35 years, going on 36 years, and I never imagined. If you told me all this was going on 20 years ago, I would have said you're crazy.
Exactly. It's not really surprising to me because I've been doing it every day for my entire adult life, but it's just, I haven't got my arms around it, to tell you the truth, Jay. It's stunning. I thought I'd retire out of this business, you know, and it would be sort of similar like it was when I walked into my first newsroom. And it's just not happening that way. It's really, and if you'd been in our newsroom yesterday, I mean, your heart would have just broke. It was just an amazing thing that in, you know, I personally think our paper was one of the finest ones I've worked at. I mean, we hustled. I think we gave a good news report, and to see it that all of a sudden, in the blink of an eye, go away, it's like, I did it once, and I swore that would never happen again. And look, here we are again today. It's just, I don't know. It's hard to describe, even for me.
Well, we look forward. When do you start for the Post?
First comes tomorrow.
Well, we'll have our eyes on it for sure.
They want to put the Rocky people in immediately so that when people pick up the Post, they'll say, oh, okay, we'll give it a chance. But who knows where that's all going to go. After tomorrow, I don't know. I mean, after yesterday, I don't know.
You know what? You need to come on the show more often.
Well, Jay, you have my phone number.
Yeah, but sometimes you're hard to get.
I talked to Don, has my number. When he called me yesterday, I said, oh, yeah, oh, come on.
Yeah, okay. I
love your show, man. I really do. You talk about good stuff. You stick up for little people, you know, which is sort of where I kind of do. And I'm glad you're here.
Okay, well, you can give me a good healthy plug then.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you know, the chief thing Mary always says to me is, oh, you never promote yourself. Well, okay. Okay, so I'm promoting myself. I'm trying to. Anyway, Bill, it's good to talk to you. Good luck at the Post, but we'll check in with you again, and because you write plenty of stuff that we can use, that we can talk about. So really appreciate it, man, and good luck at the Post, and I will have my eyeballs glued to your column tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, we love you. See you later.
All right, Jay. Bye.
All right, that's Bill Johnson, who starts with the Denver Post tomorrow, who had been at the Rocky, and I love his columns. Just love, man. I always have. And he was one of the first people when I came here and just really rocked the boat in this town and was very outrageous. He's one of the few people who ever stuck up for me. All right, 9:19, 19 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And that's not a very popular opinion.
No, it's not. It wasn't back then.
I'm sure. Hold on, Jay. I'm stuck here. I got no traffic. Hold on.
Well, just make some up.
It logged me out. I didn't log out.
Well, just make up some.
I could.
I used to do it all the time.
I got it now.
All right. What's up?
Jay, back to normal. No accidents and to get in your way around Denver and or Boulder right now. Just our normal jams going into downtown on I-25. Northbounders from Downing Street to Alameda. That was where we had a late crash. Southbound side, going to be a little sluggish there from the 70 curve past Spear Boulevard. Winter driving conditions in the high country, chain laws in effect again over Vail Pass for eastbound approaches. Also got chain laws in effect over Loveland Pass, both directions. I-70 will be wet, slushy, icy, and snow-packed in spots between Eagle and Herman's Gulch as you travel eastbound. Your forecast, colder, increased clouds this afternoon, scattered snow showers possible.
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10-Till-2. 10-Till-2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10-Till-2. The time is now.
Having trouble with your memory? Are you unable to recall information about yourself, your family, or friends? Do you often forget where you placed items such as your keys, wallet, or glasses? If you're a healthy man or woman over the age of 55 and are currently experiencing mild memory problems, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Denver is recruiting people like you to participate in a study to determine whether exercise training or a study drug can improve memory function. The study drug and exercise both help improve insulin to work better in the body. Insulin is also important for healthy brain function. For your participation, you'll receive health screening tests which include information on memory function, diabetes, cholesterol, body fat, and bone density. Monetary compensation will be available for eligible participants. If you or someone you know is over the age of 55 and would like further information regarding this study, please call 720-848-6376. Again, that's 720-848-6376.
Brown, founder and president of Denver-based Blue Moon Works, on why she picked the CU Executive MBA program.
I wanted to start my own company, and I knew I needed to beef up my business skills. At first, I was concerned that the professors wouldn't have enough real-world experience. Boy, was I wrong. It's paid for itself over and over again. By taking the skills I've learned, our company has doubled in growth every year, and I expect it to double again this year.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
Self-service DVD rental machines has created huge demand for DVD rental kiosks at supermarkets, convenience stores, and dozens of other profitable locations. If you're looking for the ideal business, one you can manage from home that will pay you profits for years to come, then call 888-469-3429 or visit DVDnow.net. DVD Now is a unique opportunity in a rapidly growing market with unlimited income potential. Work full or part-time. There are no direct sales and no staff to manage. The rental machines do the work, and you collect the money. Call now to receive a free information package with everything you need to know to own and operate your DVD Now rental kiosk business. Prime locations are available in your area, but you must call before they're gone. Call 888-469-3429. That's 888-469-3429, or visit DVDnow.net.
Morning, 9:23, 23 minutes after the hour. Chance of snow, about a 40%, and the high today is going to be 40. And here's a guy who also stuck up for me originally when I came to town 12 years ago, and is about the best media critic and follower of the media I know. Here's Westward's Michael Roberts. Michael, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Jay, thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, no problem. All right, you followed the media in this town for a long time. The Rocky Mountain News goes under today. What's your feelings about that?
It's a bad day for journalism, for Denver, for folks who want to be informed in their community. I must say, I think that the last issue of the Rocky is extremely good. I was very, very impressed with it, and I think they did a great job under terrible circumstances and sort of giving you a flavor of what was best about the paper. But with its absence, there are simply going to be fewer journalists out there looking for the stories that are most important and which people in the community need to know about.
Yeah, that video on the front page is extremely brutal.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tough to watch. Well, I'll tell you, I had an interesting conversation with one of our writers here just the other day. He said, you know, I'm finding stories, I'm just shocked at how good they are, that there are, you know, people not looking into these stories. And it's simply a matter of resources. There aren't enough journalists out there to be, you know, looking into all of the things that they need to be covering, and that we as citizens would really need to know about and would love to know about. There just aren't enough bodies to do the work right now.
You're a print journalist. Does this worry you?
Oh, absolutely. I think if you talk to any print journalist who didn't say they weren't thinking about what life after print journalism might look like, they're lying to you. Everybody is concerned about where this is going, and I don't think we've reached the bottom yet. There are more and more changes, and I've heard some people say that they think newspapers in general will be gone in 2 years. I don't think that that's the case. I'm not quite that pessimistic, but we are in for a brutal stretch right now.
Well, radio's going through the same thing.
Absolutely. All of the sort of traditional media is getting hammered.
Yeah, there's no place. If I got blown out of here, there'd be no place for me to go.
Yeah, absolutely. You and me, let's look at starting our own business here, because there's not going to be one to hire us.
Yeah, you know something? I don't know, and I wanted to ask Bill Johnson this, who was on before you. I don't know what I would do. I mean, what have you ever thought about what you would do if you had to stop?
Oh, I absolutely have thought about it. My father, who just passed away earlier this month.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Was a principal, and I am married to a principal, and so education means a whole lot to me. I think I'd look at teaching. So that's the direction I would go. But who knows right now? I love what I'm doing. I feel grateful that I have the opportunity to do it right now, but I'm under no illusions. This is not one of those lifetime gigs that, I'm sure to be able to get the gold watch at age 65.
Did you start out in journalism?
I didn't start out in journalism. I originally was looking at screenwriting. I went to UCLA Film School, went out there and spent about 5 years in L.A. and came to realize that it wasn't the panacea that I had fantasized. And I wanted to write, and so at that point I went to journalism school at Northwestern and was fortunate enough to get this job here in 1990.
What about fiction writing?
I've done a little bit of that. Nothing that's been published, another one of those dreams that a lot of us have that haven't been realized at this point.
Yeah, I had a first novel published 12 years ago, and now I'm working on another one because I stopped writing for a long time.
Well, good for you. I think that's great.
But still, you're right. I mean, everything's under threat. Even book companies are under threat because now you've got these e-books that are available.
Well, it's just the expense of actually printing something on a physical piece of paper and then distributing that. Compare that to being able to publish something instantaneously and have millions of people be able to access it if they'd like at any given time. The internet is just a better and cheaper delivery system. The problem is finding out how to generate revenue from this better delivery system.
Yeah, that's the other thing I was going to bring up. 9:28, 28 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk, Michael Roberts of Westward. This is supposed to, the internet is supposed to be the answer,
mm-hmm.
or at least the answer right now. But nobody has really quite, except for maybe the Huffington Post, and maybe Salon.com gets by somehow, but nobody has really figured out how to monetize this thing and make money off it.
Well, Salon has been, running the operation on a very tight leash for a long time. There have been various instances over time where there was the fear that Salon would not survive. So I don't know that they have the solution. Every media company, in newspapers at least, is looking at a way to monetize their content. But this is one of those horse out of the barn kind of things. To ask people to suddenly start paying for something that they have gotten accustomed to getting for free is going to be extraordinarily difficult. And, my feeling is that the ad revenues generated by online advertising won't start coming up to the levels where print advertising is at until print advertising either goes away or comes close to going away, where that market is gone. So we're in a transitional stage right now, and it's just a matter of how to survive that transition and what's left when it's all said and done.
But Westward, though, you've got a niche.
Well, one of our advantages is that, unlike the daily papers, we have always had a free model. We have always been advertising supported. We've never charged for our physical paper. And we also have much, much less overhead in terms of that huge distribution apparatus that the dailies have to have. It's not only hugely expensive to print, but to, transport the papers and deliver the papers and collect the money for the papers. All of that is that model is looking broken right now, and we've never had that model. So The optimists here at our company look at that and say, you know, we may be better positioned to ride this out than a lot of firms.
Yeah, I miss the days of like the LA Free Press or Open City, where a bunch of people got together and said, you know what, we don't like what's being published in the establishment newspapers. So what we're going to do is we're going to start an alternative. Now, you guys kind of fit into that category.
That's our tradition, absolutely. Patricia Calhoun, our editor, came here and started this paper independently with some friends in the late 70s and managed to flourish. And that's what alternative weeklies are based on. And I grew up with these papers, too. I decided this was the kind of paper I wanted to write for when I was living in Los Angeles and reading the L.A. Weekly and the L.A. Reader, which I just... They were so much more attuned to me and my life than, you know, the daily papers. So, you know, I think that these papers, there's a real reason for them to continue to exist, and particularly with the shrinking media in other areas, you know, I hope we can hang in there for the long haul.
Well, I think you're hanging in for the long haul is just having a lot of really good content, and Westword has that.
Well, yeah, we'd like to think so, and that's nice of you to say. I mean, I think that that's the key, too. And in looking at the Denver Post going forward, they've got a lot of challenges, but one thing that they can do is to put out an excellent paper. And I'm not sure that they are at that point yet. I hope they step up their game because the better the paper, I think, the better the chance of survival.
Well, they've picked up Litwin and they've picked up Johnson. That's pretty. Those are pretty good moves.
Yeah, and Lynn Bartles is another example of somebody who I think they were extremely smart to take. Their goal is to try to get 80% of the people who subscribed to only the Rocky Mountain News to subscribe to the Denver Post. I think that's pie in the sky. Historically, the highest percentage of crossover after 6 months that I've been able to find is 32%. So if they reach 80%, that is unbelievably spectacular. I don't think they're going to get there.
Let me ask you this. What happens if you take the Rocky and suddenly the Rocky is gone? I mean, you got to go somewhere.
Well, that's a good question. Will some people go somewhere? Because there have been shrinking circulation rates for years now with people thinking, I can get everything that I want online for free. So there could very well be people who, especially in this economy, will say, you know, I can save money. I don't like the Post that much. And I can get all the news I want just by looking on my computer instead of having to pay for a delivery subscription.
Hmm.
And I was at the press conference yesterday and asked John Temple, you know, what argument he would give to people to get the Denver Post who have loved the Rocky Mountain News. And he said that he felt that it was really one of the most important ways that people can participate in the community. And I think that's true. I hope that people do subscribe to the Post and continue to support print newspapers. But right now, saving $100 a year or whatever it is looking pretty good. Particularly with people's lifestyles changing so much and them being able to get information over the web.
Yeah, very, very, very true. Very true. Michael, thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come on the program. Really appreciate it.
Jay, thanks for asking me.
Oh, you got it. Thanks. There's Michael Roberts, who is with Westword, and you want to read somebody. He's kind of the local Eric Bollard. If you want to read somebody who knows about the media and keeps an eye on the media, Michael Roberts is the person to talk to. 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Turk is the man to talk to when it comes to traffic.
Well, Jay, traffic is back to normal around the city. No delays, stalls, accidents, spilled loads. Stacy, anything to get in your way as you're traveling around the metro? Actually, daily construction has just started there in Golden at Highway 58 and Washington Avenue. One lane of either direction is open there between Washington and McIntyre Street. They have traffic realignment there, so do expect some small delays. Also, in Englewood, right lane of southbound Parker Road shut down between Fair Place and Arapahoe Road for sound wall construction. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, good chance for snow, highs around 40. Also going to be windy, right now 31 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver Health has a variety of job openings for registered nurses and health care providers. For more information, visit...
It's time to save at JCPenney with Night and Day Doorbusters, Friday 3 p.m. till close and Saturday 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Women's dresses are $34.99. Men's St. John's Bay sports shirts and knit tops are $12.99. And all sheets and towels are 50% off. Plus, save $20, $15, and $10 when you use Friday and Saturday bonus coupons. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends February 28th.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Harbin here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says rivet?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. A personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte. Fits any budget. Only from intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Jules, any of the folks working there, they'll take care of you. And Mary and I have bought there over the last 12 years, and we have never been sorry. This last car we got from Rockies, 3 years, almost 4 years running now, no problems. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. That ought to tell you something right there. Their hours are Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? Would you like to double your sales or even triple them? Sound too good to be true? Not anymore. Try Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. Sales Genie will give you the most up-to-date sales leads and mailing lists so you can find the right prospects and grow your sales. Call now and get 100 leads free. 1-800-700-5976. 100 leads free just for calling 1-800-700-5976. 1-800-700-5976.
Everybody has credit card debt. Everybody. How'd you like to get rid of that debt in a day? Just go into your bedroom. Take a look in your dresser drawer. You've got unwanted gold jewelry you never wear. A single earring. Stuff you don't want. Cash it in right now with the high price of gold. You could have hundreds or thousands in cash and not even know it. Cash for Gold is absolutely the safest, easiest way to turn your unused and unwanted gold and jewelry into cash. Cash for Gold is a direct refiner of precious metals. They cut out the middleman. More cash for you. Call Cash for Gold for a free return pack. Place your items in the pack and send it back to them. They'll send you cash within 24 hours of package receipt, and your jewelry is 100% insured. Call 1-800-791-4485 or log on to cash4gold.com/radio to receive an extra 5% for your gold and jewelry. That's cash4gold.com/radio and receive 5% extra for your gold. Or call 1-800-791-4485. 1-800-791-4485.
9:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin and the invaluable John Turk. The invaluable? That doesn't sound. That doesn't sound right.
I think that's a correct.
Invaluable?
Word.
Is it?
Valuable?
Yeah. The Prices? Highly valued. Chance of snow, 40% chance of snow. High today, 40. Open phones, what's remaining of it? Let's go to Chuck in Denver. Chuck, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey,
Turk. Hey, I'm just calling to let folks know that they can get involved in another U.S. Senate campaign. This is the campaign to draft Andrew Romanoff to run for the United States Senate. And our web address is www.runandrew.com. And
what has he said about this?
What has he said about this? I've called him. I've talked to him. He is not ready to make a decision. I think there's been a lot of draft campaigns before. A lot of them are shoestring. We're certainly shoestring as well. But I think the nice thing is we've had over 200 hits in the first couple days here. We've got a volunteer base now. After 2 days, we're beginning to get more and more people active. I mean, I don't know if you read the back page of the last page of the front section of the Denver Post today, but there's sort of a article in there, the importance of the blogs and how they're moving political action.
Right, and that's very true.
Yeah, and I think it's really important that people are able to get active, draft good candidates for public office, take on incumbents. Quite frankly, I've been involved in a lot of campaigns before and had a lot of good friends elected to public office. And, you know, some of them, they don't like term limits. They don't like, they really don't like competitive elections because they're exhausting. But I think it's so good for democracy. So
I think it is
good
too, but
for the process.
I think it is too, but I got to ask you one question
this.
If Andrew Romanoff runs for the Senate, basically what you have is then you're going to have a senatorial primary on the Democratic side. Doesn't that traditionally weaken the Democratic Party? Or if it was going on in the Republican Party, you'd have the same problem.
Well, let's ask the question. I mean, I think it's a great question. I think the one lesson we learned from the Obama-Clinton battle in the presidential race is we ended up with a lot of attention to what the Democrats had to offer. And I think if we have a Senate primary here, we'll have the same thing. We'll have a good election, and we'll get more issues out, and we'll get a lot of attention. And again, I think the power of the blogs and the media, the progressive radio, et cetera, I think it really engages more people in the process. And
I
think it'll really pay off in terms of energizing people. And I think in the end of the day, we'll end up with a much stronger Democratic candidate.
Well, I hope you're right. And here's the thing. I don't know who to decide about because I respect Andrew Romanoff highly, but I don't know enough about Bennett. I didn't like his vote yesterday on the Fairness Doctrine, part of the legislation, but I really don't know him. So maybe a good primary would be a great way to fill in the information with both candidates. But I think everybody knows Andrew Romanoff, and I think everybody knows what he's about. Everybody knows he's a can-do guy. I think it's Bennett that's kind of the question mark because we really don't know him. I mean, I only talked to him once, and that was a couple of days, or it was yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, and I really hope people get involved in the campaign. Again, www.runandrew.com, because I think it's just important that we have two strong choices out there. And I do think the primary process will really serve the party and the people of Colorado really well. So again, I invite folks to get involved. We're starting to get more and more support. And again, I just love the idea that, average everyday people can get involved in the effort to, expand the number of candidates involved in, primaries and caucuses and the process. I think in the long run, we'll have much better candidates. And it's a great check to keep, the elected officials focused on the needs of the people.
All right, Chuck. Thank you, man. Call us and let us know what's going on.
I'll keep you posted. I appreciate it. Hit it, Jay.
You got it, man. Thanks.
Yep, bye-bye.
Let's go to Kay in Centennial. Kay, you're on AM 760.
Hey.
Good morning.
How are you doing? I know you're at your end of your show, so...
I'll make plenty of time for you.
I'm sure the last thing you want to talk about is the coyotes. But...
Oh, I don't care. Whatever you want to talk about.
I live in what I fondly call Greedwood Village, a Republican stronghold.
Well,
and,
yeah.
I think it's interesting that they are the only city and county deciding to shoot and kill the coyotes. I have lived out here for over 40 years. I've lived among the coyotes. I have never once, not once, had a problem with the coyotes. I kind of had to laugh at your previous caller, Alice, talking about the coyotes eating her chickens and ducks. Well, and for God's sakes, there's stories about the fox and the hen house, you know. You put the animals out there, you know, they entice their other animals. But one of the main reasons I'm calling, and I'm not sure if people talked about this previously on your show, is I called Greenwood and told them my concern about them deciding to shoot the coyotes, and it's in an area where I walk my dog a lot. It's a park. And they said, I said, I walk them at night. And they said, oh, don't worry, we're not shooting them at night. And I said, excuse me? And he goes, no, we're only shooting the coyotes during the day. I said, you're shooting the coyotes during the day in a park that's filled with children. And he goes, yes. Now, does that sound like insanity to you?
What it sounds like to me is it's not very cool.
Well, I said, you know, what do you mean you're shooting among children? And he said, well, this man's a sharpshooter. He knows what he's doing. He's killed over 200 wildlife animals. And I'm like, you know, it's only going to take once. What is wrong with you people?
Well, last year, the
coyote ate the mayor's cat. And that's what started all this. You know, people let their cats out. They put their garbage out. You know, they...
But what are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to, like, keep their garbage indoors? What are they supposed to do? Not let their cats run free?
Yes, that I would agree, not letting your cats run free. That's something that's irritated me forever. You know, I go out in my yard and clean up cat poop. If I let my dog do what people let their cat do, I would be in a world of trouble.
Okay, I have to concede that point to you.
You know, so I don't like people letting their cats run. And as far as the garbage, you know, we have neighbors that put their garbage out a day, 2 days ahead of time.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people do that.
I know, but then what happens? It's not just the coyotes. It's the cats, it's the dogs that get into the garbage. I mean, if you're going to entice animals, this is what happens.
So what, are they supposed to put it out like at the last minute?
We put ours out in the morning when the garbage truck's coming.
Yeah, I can see that argument too, so I got to concede that to you, although I would be one of those people who would be tempted to probably put it out at the last minute, or I would put it out the last minute, but I know there are a lot of people who just don't want to do that. I mean, they want to take care of business and get things, you know, cleared and do what they have to do around their house. But, I understand.
But then animals get into it, the wind blows it over, blah, blah, blah. You know, last year, Greenwood killed quite a few coyotes. And then what happened is that we have an overabundance of rabbits, of little creepy, furry, crawly rats. I mean, you can't interrupt the cycle of nature and not expect repercussions. I don't understand
Maybe what we have going on here is, maybe here's what we have going on. Maybe we have an over-exaggeration of the problem, just like you have an over-exaggeration of the pit bull problem. So there are people in the media who are out of the media, rather, but people who listen or read, they're convinced that there is some kind of drastic problem, when in reality, there's no drastic problem at all.
I think you hit the nail right on the head. And I just want to warn people about taking their kids to the Westland Park, because they do have a man that is shooting the coyotes there. If you want your children playing among that, I just want you to be advised.
Yeah, good point.
Greenwood Village did not make that. If you call them, they'll tell you, but they don't make that public notice.
All right, Kay, guess what?
What?
You changed my mind.
Oh, thank you, Jay.
You sure did.
And one last thing I want to say. Two last things. I love Westward. I wish they'd bring their horoscope back. And John Turk is just the sweetest, kindest man.
He is. He's good people.
He is.
We
and
love
so
him.
So are you.
Well, we don't know about that. Jury's still out. Thanks, Kay.
Thanks, JP.
John, you've got a fan.
That's nice. Thank you, Kay. I appreciate that.
See, she loves you.
I love Kay, too.
You're an integral part of this show. See?
Thank you.
What would we do without you?
I don't know. You may have to figure that out.
I don't think so.
Jesus. This is going to be a great weekend.
I walk before you. Because I always walk the plank. 9:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Turk, the traffic has been light all day.
Yeah, it has been, but we have been working several accidents out on the surface streets, which is kind of odd. But right now, got three vehicles involved in a little fender bender southbound Parker Road at Arapahoe. So that's a pretty busy intersection. Just normally didn't add an accident into that, and that could be a real kink for you. Also, back to speed on the highways around town, 50s and 60s, traveling on 25 in between I-70 and in downtown. And sorry, Jay, my screen keeps on flashing. I mean, we've got a new crash. This one just coming down southbound Buckley near Mexico. Like we were talking about the technology of traffic, it is really messing with me right now. In the high country, chain laws in effect over Loveland Pass. 70 might be wet and slushy and snow-packed in spots between Herman's Gulch and Eagle. Your forecast, colder, increased clouds, scattered snow showers. High should be close to 40 degrees. Right now, 31 downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Shake off the winter blues with hot pink, lemon yellow, or deep-sea turquoise towels from Walmart. Mainstay's bath towels are only...
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years' experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Okay, so you're thinking about finishing your bachelor's or getting your master's degree, but you just can't help wondering how to fit it in with all your family and job responsibilities. Of course, you probably also wondered about finishing your degree online, but then that just led to more wonders about whether online degrees really have the credibility you need, and that big wonder about where the money is going to come from to pay for one in these tough economic times. Wow, that's a lot of wonders. Good thing for you, there's csuglobal.org. That's because CSU Global is the online campus of Colorado State University, where you can take an accredited, affordable bachelor's or master's degree program in the convenience of your own home on your own schedule and get the credibility that comes with a CSU degree along with it. And the whole wonder about how to pay for it? Well, that's no wonder at all, because CSU Global tuition is affordable, and there are a number of scholarships and financial aid options if you need them. Stop wondering and start finishing your degree with affordable, accredited online degree programs at csuglobal.org or by calling 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
Ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the boardroom.
Egos will be strong. The Celebrity Apprentice, Sunday 9, 8 Central on NBC.
Some dance ball, kill the girls out there, spread. Pull my foot from my mouth, and took back the things I said. 9:55, 55 minutes after the hour, here AM 760 Progressive Talk. 40% chance of snow. High today, 40. Let's go to, it's open phones. Let's go to Kathy, who's been hanging on in Centennial. Kathy, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I just wanted to weigh in on the coyote issue as well.
Sure. Go ahead.
And I so appreciate those that have called in that really are upset about the shooting of coyotes. This is an issue that I think we all really need to be vigilant about and really care about. These are animals that are natural predators. They're just trying to survive. And I am very upset because Douglas County has been really hot about exterminating the prairie dog colonies and the homes and whatnot of the prairie dogs. And these prairie dogs are food for the coyotes and the birds of prey. Rabbits also burrow down in these holes, so they're exterminated as well as birds burrow down in these holes.
What are the damages that these prairie dogs do?
The prairie dogs really dig the holes. They burrow down in the open fields. They're also just trying to survive there, and it's a very highly intelligent animal. But they're exterminating them at such a rate that they're
depleting. Why are they doing it?
Well, they're doing it because the developers want to build in those places. I mean, many times...
That's what we need now is more urban sprawl.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we should be like Boulder and place a moratorium on building because we just are building on every square inch of land. And I took my dogs out about a week ago out one of the open areas in Greenwood Village. And there are a lot of coyotes. But I know the dangers. Having said that, I had my little Jack Russell on a leash because she's kind of plods along and goes off by herself and sniffs everything. And my Italian Greyhound and my...
Italian Greyhound?
Oh, they're wonderful little dogs, but very high maintenance.
Yes, they are, but I had one. His name was Papito Hen.
Oh, mine's got, though. So, and I have a big Heinz 57. And two of my dogs are rescue dogs, but I didn't have the Italian Greyhound or the Jack Russell on a leash because they will come to me when I call. And that night I saw a coyote coming up behind my two dogs, and I called to them. And, of course, there was an urgent sound in my voice, and they just kind of stood there and looked at me. And by the time they realized what was happening, the coyote started to run toward my Italian Greyhound.
Oh.
Snatched him up off of his feet. I was screaming. I had the Jack Russell on the leash, so I didn't, run toward him.
You know what? You're going to have to finish the story on Monday after 9 o'clock because I'm out of time. Kathy, thank you. I just am out of time.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much.
All right. I'm going to put my hammer and sickle away, and I'll see you on Monday.
Did you know that the XL Solar Rewards rebate combined with Independent Power Systems community pricing discount can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 50%? Join IPS, the Coors Field Solar Experts, for a free seminar about creating a solar community Wednesday, March 4th, 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch Northridge Rec Center. RSVP at solarips.com/Northridge. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
Time to save at JCPenney with Night and Day Doorbusters, Friday 3 p.m. till close and Saturday 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Women's dresses are $34.99. Men's St. John's Bay sports shirts.